Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Oh, let's try another one.
You're on the air.
Good evening, gentle person. How are you?
Why, I'm fit to be tied. How are you?
I'm okay. All this talk about Bush. Why is it that on the Don and Mike show they could spell W-A-T, but they can't say
I'm taken aback, sir. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. I'm surprised and hurt that you use such language. But on the other hand, you do have a point.
And they can't say and balls either,
or duty or any that.
No, singer.
That you got it. Keep coming. You're doing.
Can't say. Right. No, I don't understand.
It's almost like being in the sixth grade again, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All men are 16 years old. They're playing with their nuts and they're looking to stick it somewhere. All of them. All of them, all the time. And that's all there is to it.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle, 703-273-0200 or www.thenumber4farish.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877 365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, this is a surprise. Who are these guys?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
They work for Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
On a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They say they're the transition committee.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Oh, that's just a fold of fat. And all the ships at sea.
Okay.
Stay listening.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo.
I come up with one gem yesterday. Stay listening.
Uh-huh.
Stay listening.
That's a trademark now for the Don and Mike Show. Stay listening.
TM. Right.
That's our motto.
What are you looking for?
I dropped a thing. Hold on a second.
You dropped it? Oh, I got it here.
Oh, come on. Give me
that. Keep away.
Mike, as the Pipkins sang, give me that ding.
Give me that.
The Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Tuesday, November 18th.
Right.
And it is a national show. Really, this is not a joke. Phone number 877-365-3636. Now, if you listen to us in Canada... I've explained endlessly. The 877 don't work there.
No, not at all.
So from Canada, you got to call 800-636-1067.
That's right.
And Washington, D.C., on WJFK, you can call us at 202-432-1067.
Well, hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
There's no need for that right away.
I'm going to hold it. I'm going to have it in my hand for the entire show.
Well, then, okay, you should know that Joe did not drive it yesterday. So we do not have a reason, other than when we do the contest, to spotlight the vehicle.
You have crushed the boy. But I assumed you were going to talk about it, like right at the beginning.
We're not, because Joe didn't drive it. We've got other stuff to talk about. We have entries in the Mayflower contest.
Oh, good. But I thought that you, like at the beginning of the show, you always mentioned the big...
But we ran a thing. We had a thing taped that we ran. But at some point, see, Mike wants very desperately to do the read-through for the car.
Not a lot after all these years.
I know.
That I come in to
let it happen naturally.
Really, really what?
Let it happen naturally.
There is nothing natural about it.
But here's the thing. Let's just start the show for a couple of seconds without
of
commercial.
Of course. I was holding it.
We'll work it in.
I will explain to you why I'm holding it in my hand. Okay. I am holding it in my hand because much like the thing you play for up north, you know, like on your machine, that I can be ready at the drop of at your command to give this to you whenever you want it. That's why I asked yesterday. That's why I wish to do it today. And I am holding it. I know I looked like I was getting ready to read it.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm simply holding it so that at a
I don't think you need to hold it. I think
is my holding it disturbing you?
I think you could probably
memorize it.
No, just leave it on the counter or put the paper in your lap in a safe spot.
I won't be able to get to it.
It's not safe in his lap.
I won't be able to get to it quick.
Okay. Right. Listen. Here's the deal.
Yes.
No.
But it's not going to work on the lap either. You can't even see it.
Sure, I can.
It's just sitting here.
Sure, I can.
Rob wrote it. It's ready to go.
I can see it.
Rob wrote it. It means it's okay with you.
I didn't
write it myself.
I know. No, that has nothing to do with it.
It's really well written, too.
God damn. Okay, we're giving away a car. You know this. Okay, this was not the plan. You know what? F you, forget it. We'll do it later.
All right. Okay.
Now,
I'll be ready.
It's a tug of war.
I'll be ready. No. Hey, come on. 18 years. Do you think I don't know who pulls the trigger?
No, and I know it.
Come on now. It's sitting here waiting.
And it's funny that you got your thing, and now I'm just busting your balls.
Little things excite me, and it's silly. It's silly after all these years to really care about things like this, but I do. And I'm really caffeined up today. I had like 15 Diet Cokes at lunch.
Let me just say, then, that maybe you heard yesterday the great news that we are giving away a 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 on the Don and Mike Show. We're very happy about this. We have to give this car away in less than a month.
Right. Very nice prize.
And now with all the information here, are you ready?
I think I am. Yeah.
With all the information here is Dude Walker.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4.
La, 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 la play, Coach.
The number four.
I want to play. I want to play.
All right. God.
Okay.
I was really thinking you were going to do it. I really thought you were going to give me that. You know, now
we're giving away a key a day to a 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now you've thrown the paper down. Hmm. What if I was to say now here with more is Mike O'Mara.
I could. I grab.
Okay, then. We are giving away.
You're going to have music though in back of it, right? The Price is Right.
I've got the mic. Listen to this. I've got it queued up. It's ready.
Boy, I just took the air in that time.
That's the. Not yet.
He can stop on a dime.
I can.
We're giving away.
You don't even have to tell me. You just hit the music and I'll know.
We're giving away a key a day.
A key a day.
For a 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. And now with more. Here's Dude Walker.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is provided
by... He cheated us. No, it's a different tape.
He's talking about the cock-a-doodie car. And I'm here right now. I'm on the payroll.
It's a different tape. We got like five different tapes with Dude Walker.
Yeah, but you don't have this.
Or go to WWE.
You don't have this raw energy right now. And yeah, dude, I'm sorry I'm talking over you, but you know what?
Sport 4x4.
Jesus.
Okay, stand by. Mike, stand by.
You know what? No. now I understand. God, you know what? You've made your point.
No, I'm not making any point. I'm just having fun. Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Fun is the best thing to have. And I'm having fun even while you're toying with me like this. Because I know really I know the way this goes, this could be the end of the show before I get a chance to read.
No. I would not do that to you, pal.
Even to have fun? Even to be like one of the callers that's waiting online for hours?
No.
You know, I feel like that right now.
No, well please don't. Please don't. Just wait and know that we're giving the car away.
Mm-hmm.
Joe did not drive it, so we don't have any testimonial about the car yet. And we'll give somebody a chance to win a key today on the show.
Good.
Okay?
Good. That'll be fun.
Now what, are you just going to
nothing. I'm not going to
down at your shoes?
I'm not going to sell.
The rest of the call?
No.
The rest of the show's
no,
here?
No. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm ready when you are. And I'll put it right over here.
There you go.
All right.
That's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
How you do go?
Mm-hmm.
That's some self-control.
Of course it's self-control. There are other things that, there's a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There is.
I mean, it's a terrific day
for
people to do what we do for a living.
Oh, yeah.
It really, really is.
I mean, we got this Michael Jackson thing.
Yep, that's fabulous.
You know, Kid Toucher, mm-hmm. All that.
You're going to find out more about that.
We sure are.
Hope so.
But now here's Mike.
It's a brand new Jeep. A 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Paris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lights, 3.7 liter power, V-Tech engine. Does it mean a 17? Yeah.
See, now I feel the pressure. Now I've blown it.
No, you didn't blow it.
Anti-lock.
Well,
yeah, that's my shot. Is what you were saying?
We'll come back to it.
Okay, yeah, because I need to work on it. I'm going
to
try to polish it.
We'll come back to it.
I started out strong.
So Michael Jackson is a Kid Toucher. This is apparently news to nobody. What?
I was rereading something that I 3.7 liter PowerTech V6 engine.
Let me tell you, we'll give away a key for the car on uh-huh. today's show. Update Baltimore. Here's an update. If you listen to us at Live 105,
good.
We are not going to be there this Friday. We're going to be in Baltimore in 2 weeks.
Scheduling change.
Right. Okay, so the new date for the Baltimore show live from Live 107 is now Friday, December 5.
God, it's going to be December already.
Yep, because there were scheduling
wow.
stuff, so we said that worked fine. Whatever.
Good.
But it's December 5th, just so you know, if you're wondering. We do love Baltimore, and we're coming up there.
Good.
Mike.
Yes.
Today, before the show.
Uh-huh. Hey, what?
I'm going to start talking about something, but didn't know if you needed to.
I don't have it even in my hands. I don't even have it
right in front of you.
It'll be there. I'd like it laminated, incidentally, if we could pull that off.
Okay.
Because we're going to need it throughout the contest. It's very important.
And who's going to be in charge of it? Same person that was in charge of your insurance papers yesterday?
The man right over there, my friend with the short haircut.
Hi.
Right over there. His name is Spiewak.
All of a sudden, I bet you wish you weren't making fun of my bald head so much, eh?
You might have a point there. In fact, because you take care of so many things for me, I might not make fun of your bald head anymore.
Look, why, here's plastic for your coffee.
See, that's how easy it is.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you.
We had a great Mike moment yesterday because they gave us this insurance stuff. Infinity, like every company in the world, changes insurance every 2 to 3 months with a different Dr. Bombay. And I guess the date to turn the stuff in was, I don't know, when was it, Buzz?
It was the 17th, I guess, but no, I didn't know about it either until today.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
You're also out of the loop.
Yes,
well,
I am.
I will tell you, and I'll out her right now, uh-huh. what the lovely Miss Bobby said to me yesterday.
What did she say?
I love you.
After all of that.
She does love you, though, doesn't she?
And I love her, too, but I'll tell you what she said. She caught me in the hallway. I was standing in front of Charlie's office, and she came by and she said, "Hey, I need those insurance papers. You didn't turn the insurance papers in." And I said, I never got any insurance papers or anything. And she said, "Well, they were due." And I said, "Well, I don't know. Charlie's right here. Charlie, did you ever give me any insurance stuff?" And he said, "Well, no, we got it, but we never got any for Don or for Mike."
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to Miss Bobby, I said, "See, I never got it." And then, swear to God, she said, she called me out to the hallway,
mm-hmm.
and she just said, this was just a private one. She said, "We'll see what we can do, but you are always delinquent."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what a horrible thing to say.
I'm always delinquent about what? And as it turns out, the... The company never gave us the packets. Now they realize this, that they never gave us the insurance packets. Mm-hmm. Bobby...
You need an underwriter to understand it.
Yep.
Just in case you're listening upstairs, Bobby, I just want to say that the fact that you didn't know that the company didn't give me that packet yesterday, that's disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
That's my word that I'm going to throw back.
That's a good word.
That's disturbing.
Are you disappointed? Are you angry? No, you are disturbed.
I'm disturbed.
I too am disturbed.
I chose that word because it starts with D, like delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
Like she says to me, you're delinquent.
Always. Delinquent.
You are always delinquent. You are delinquent always. And I laughed. I know. I don't know. So I got to work today, and they got this thing where you call a phone number.
Delinquent, like say delinquent receiving monies from syndication.
So, Mike, don't.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Mike.
Tell us about that car.
New Jeep.
A 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2TB at 2.6B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
There you go. Well done, Tiger.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm fine now.
There you go.
I'm fine. I can go on with the show.
So this thing with the insurance, it was like what was being said was, well, you didn't, you know, you Bobby has a voice that, and I mean this, and I've said this over the years, it's a compliment. She has a voice very much like Roseanne's. If you watch the old Roseanne TV show, it's very much that. It didn't fill out the forms. Dan.
You're delinquent.
Or whatever Roseanne's husband's name. What's his name? Dan?
Yeah. Dan Connor.
Dan. BJ or whatever the little kid's name. DJ.
You're delinquent.
She doesn't scream like that.
You're delinquent.
She really does not. She does not scream, but she has that Roseanne tone.
Uh-huh.
And that's the tone that I got yesterday. And as it turns out,
you're delinquent, baby.
It wasn't our fault at all.
No.
And I did it the way that they requested in the book, where you go to the CBS website and you punch in your information, mm-hmm. and it's, I'm invalid, and Mike, you're invalid too.
I'm an invalid.
That's well, and that too.
Right.
And Buzz, you're incontinent.
I probably. That's
what came up on the website.
Yeah, none of us will get through the computer.
No.
So anyway, if anything happens today, we're up a river without it. We're up S Creek because we got no insurance.
No, we are screwed.
Yeah.
I guess until this is
uninsured.
Until this is resolved, and yet somehow I managed to crawl out from under the covers. Mm-hmm. And come into work today.
Yeah, I'm feeling very fluish.
Because I laid in bed for 2, 3, 6, 9 hours today thinking, God, what if something happens?
Well,
what if something happens?
How could you do anything else? I mean, how could you not be paralyzed with fear receiving the news that you're both delinquent and invalid at the same time?
Then I thought, but I don't want to miss doing the show because then I would truly be...
Mm-hmm.
Delinquent.
Mm-hmm. Delinquent.
You're delinquent.
You're delinquent.
No, I want Bobby to know that's Mike that's always adding
that's right.
on the extra.
Michael, Bobby loves me.
Mike O'Mara.
Bobby loves me probably more than any of you. Bobby and I have a special relationship, and I'm here to say it to everybody. Bobby does love me.
Uh-huh.
And I love Bobby with all of my soul.
Who do you think she loves better, me or
she
you
loves
or
me.
Buzz?
She loves me better. She loves me better than anyone in this room.
I vote for me.
Even when I go, delinquent.
Guarantee you it's me. If she's telling the truth, it's me.
That's absolutely absurd.
Yep. Buzz, what do you think?
Well, I'd like to think it's me, but I think it's probably you, Don.
No, Buzz, no. Go with your first instinct.
All right,
you.
Then, it's me.
And you, I would assume you would believe that it's you?
Of course I do.
Well, that means we've got to break the tie.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find out where the tiebreaker.
I think
somebody's got to break the tiebreaker.
Yay!
I think she's at lunch, actually.
Well, then she's delinquent.
She's delinquent. Lunch should end at least at 1.
Right.
Noon to 1.
It's after 3 o'clock East Coast time right now.
1:01, you are officially delinquent.
You are delinquent.
Right.
All right.
And what if you went with a bad credit card to lunch? Then you'd be both invalid and delinquent.
And incontinent.
And incontinent.
Case, yes.
Right.
Depends on what you would have for lunch.
Mm-hmm. And you would be in transit as well. and possibly in vogue.
And, of course, some might construe what we're saying on this show as insubordinate.
So today, this morning, just minding my own business, and the doorbell rings. And that's the great thing about having dogs, is that, you know, the dogs are like an early doorbell warning.
Right.
So I hear the dogs doing this, and I come upstairs, and there it is. And there's a guy who, I swear to God, looks like he is really just stepped off the set of Deliverance. And he has the overalls.
Really?
Yeah, and he's got what appears to be like a hunting, H-U-N-T-I-N, a hunting hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a truck, and it's not really a pickup truck, and it's not really an SUV. It's just like it's a weird truck.
But I can guess.
And, okay, guess.
Driveway?
Negative.
Damn.
Negative.
Driveway ceiling?
No. And I didn't understand him at first because he had a big chaw of something in his mouth. You know, I like to think I live in a nice neighborhood, but I don't because idiots and schmucks, they're everywhere. So the guy.
Yeah, but the difference between your neighborhood and my neighborhood, if somebody came over with the chaw and overalls, that would be my neighbor.
So the guy says, bow hunting? And I said, pardon me? He said, bow hunting? I said, No thanks. And he turned and walked away. And then I said, excuse me, did you ask me if I like bow hunting? Uh-huh. And he said, no. He took, he went into a cup, good, just like Dave Modell. Oh, it reminded me, because we had nobody from the Ravens called to complain yesterday. And again, just what a wonderful time I had with him last weekend. And the more I think about it, the greater it is. But I think we're going to have to talk about his fascination with numbers on today's show. That's something we didn't get into yesterday, Rob.
You should relate to that because you have superstitions, some of which are number related.
Nothing like this guy,
right,
though.
Really?
Right. Okay. I told him, one of the things I said to him, and like as a joke, but serious, was I said, he's very much like Jack Nicholson in As Good as It Gets.
Really?
Oh. And he laughed.
Oh, see.
He laughed. He thought that was delightful.
Yeah, he said, I'm close.
Yep.
I'm close.
Very good.
The thing about numbers is you can sort of create a reality with any number you want if you try hard enough.
And David Modell of the Baltimore Ravens, his number is 7.
But what did the bow hunting guy mean?
Here's what he said. He went, you want to buy meat? Do you want to buy meat?
So he was selling you venison?
I don't know. I didn't ask if he had like a nice porterhouse or if he had, you know, the ribeye.
Said bow hunting.
Yeah.
I guess.
And he obviously killed a deer with bow and arrow.
I guess so. But
or maybe he wanted to hunt on your property.
That's what I'm thinking. He might have wanted to hunt on your property.
I live in a neighborhood that has like houses and stuff.
You've got property all around you with a huge amount of deer.
Why would he say when I said to him, did you ask me if I like bow hunting?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he say?
What did he say? Did he decipher what he said at the beginning?
No, it was a question.
So it's like, you want to buy some meat from our bow hunting?
I guess, maybe so, but it was just, it's a thing. Mike, I am afraid because these things don't happen in the suburbs.
Right.
These are the things that I imagine happen in your ghettos, in your inner cities where, you know, where people...
No, I don't think there's bow hunting in the inner city.
That's right. Oh, there is, Mike. There is, trust me.
Unless it would be a superhero with a crossbow.
You know, I moved to the suburbs because I'm afraid of the big city. And now here you go, Ruffy knocking at my door.
Well, what you're having happen, you're getting your areas of fear confused. You wouldn't have anybody...
Come on now, squeal real loud.
Yeah, he would be coming out from further west. As opposed to further east.
Okay. Come on. You know I'm kidding. I mean, the stuff really did happen with the guy coming to my door, which I thought was weird.
Well, the deer are thick around your area.
But I wasn't scared of him. I'm just making a joke for the radio. The truth be told, I said, listen, punk.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed him by his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, did you see the sign at the end of the driveway by the gate that says, no soliciting, you piece of crap? And then I grabbed him and I... Mm-hmm. Pounded his skull into my driveway, and I kicked him again. Get the F out of here!
Do you have a sign that says no soliciting?
No, of course not.
But the rest was true.
Yeah, the rest.
No, the sign that Don has.
The rest is absolutely on the level.
The sign that Don has at the end of his driveway is no salutation.
That's right.
And then as he was laying there in his own blood,
crying,
and he was just, he said, I just want to say something. Then I went over.
And you have that other sign that says, we love to eat deer meat.
Yeah, no. I just thought it
did was. Did he appear to have a cark eye, any cark eye in the truck?
I did not notice. Okay. I did not notice.
Well, it was probably already dressed and wrapped in plastic.
But anyway, that was. I just thought it was weird, you know, going door to door selling meat. Oh, and we were just talking about him. Let's get him on. He loves the number 7. Now, what was the before Dave Modell comes on? It was 49. The thing with the ticket was 49.
He liked 7 and 11, and he had to have ticket 49 because it was 7 squared.
Okay.
This is, all right. Be
this is a very deep. Here he is, the president of your Baltimore Ravens, Dave. David.
Hey, how you doing, this David?
You got me.
I did. I get you with this.
You got
one?
Me 100%.
Boy, this David.
Can I really? Hey, Mike.
It's the brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep and Fairfax Servo. Comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages, 2TV and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don. Back to you.
How you doing, guys?
There you go.
Perfect.
Tom, how do you spell Jeep?
Jeep? G-E-E-P.
Geep.
Perfect.
Geep. I don't know about you, but I drive the new Geep.
It's a Geep 4x4. Tom?
Look at that army man and his Geep. Tom, listen, we you know what? If we take a break right now, the end of the show won't be effed up. This is where I found the key is. If we break right now, but I'm so afraid of all those people who listen to the show and they get, you've got 25 minutes of show. Now we got a break now.
We can break now.
We have to break. We have to break.
I'd like to say something.
And you know, we've not even talked. Tom, let me get your opinion first.
Yeah.
The cops have broken into Michael Jackson's house. Mm-hmm. SWAT teams, riot teams, CSIs, all of them. From all of the shows, Law & Order, CSI, they're all there at Michael Jackson's house right now, allegedly looking for kiddie porn.
Yeah.
What is your thought on that?
I don't think about it. He has,
What?
Call it. He's been raped a child.
What?
He's been raped a child.
He's what, Tom?
Raped a child.
And Tom, you're getting this commentary, this opinion, from where? Who did he do this to?
Some little kid.
And that's bad, Tom.
Yeah, I know it's bad.
That's a bad touch.
What do you think should happen?
They should put his ass in jail.
All right, hey, that's true.
Hey,
yes, if it's like true, it's true.
Hey,
yes, Tom.
Hey guys, I'd like to come down and be on the main flow with the Thanksgiving thing.
Sure, Tommy. Yeah.
It wouldn't be no Thanksgiving
problem.
Without
we'll
it.
We'll get you one of those pilgrim suits.
You are?
Yeah, sure.
What day is it going to be, buddy?
It's next Wednesday, buddy.
Next Wednesday?
It's next Wednesday.
Yay!
You all right with that, buddy?
Yeah. What?
What?
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Tom, Charlie's not here, Tom.
Charlie's not here.
No.
You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to ask. Because it's not funny.
Don't even think I'm not
going to
ask him.
Hey,
no.
Tom?
Yeah?
How do you spell rape?
Rape, R-A-M-P.
Ramp.
Perfect. Okay. He saved himself on that one.
I just hope that all of
these
serial rampants can be put in jail.
I'd like to say something to my buddy.
Who's that?
You know Josh from the...
No, Tom, we got to go to break. Take us to break, Tom.
Dynamite, Mike, go to break and come back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Traffic.
Road work southbound on 395 in the express lanes. The left shoulder is slowing the express lanes and the main lanes for that matter. Closed only Route 1 to the Wilson Bridge.
Look at the traffic
Airport Authority. Flying for Thanksgiving, enjoy one free day of parking at Dulles Airport Daily Garages 1 and 2 on November 27th. Visit MWAA.com for more details. Enjoy the holiday season. Here roughly down on Mike Show, WJFK.
Cuckoo bird!
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Humanity broadcast, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. tonight.
I think you're all set, so just go clean the pipes and it's a go. Huh? You know, clean the pipes.
What do you mean, clean the pipes?
You choke the chicken before any big date, don't you? Tell me you spanked the monkey before any big date. Oh, my God, he doesn't flog the dolphin before a big date. Are you crazy? That's like going out there with a loaded gun.
Of course that's why you're nervous. Holy shit. I've been going out with a loaded gun.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck me, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Sometimes the music works very well with what our friend Mr. Walker says.
All right, welcome. Welcome back. Yeah, I think as long as we got the soul thing going here.
Someone called for a doctor?
Oops.
Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on a second. No, where's that one that...
They will gladly render your body fat into soap.
Now I can't find the one. Where's the one that just said, suck me? Now it's good. See, now the tempo's picked up in the machine.
Yeah, now it fits better.
The machine's gone crazy. Well, that was the moment.
See, it was perfect.
Hope you enjoyed it. Never to be recreated. Remember this, though, for the Don and Mike Show. Suck me! Michael Jackson, before we get to that, and we have entries in the contest here, the dinner on the Mayflower contest, where we have an actual Mayflower moving van.
Yeah.
Funny, huh? And because, see, the pilgrims came over on the Mayflower.
Did we get the real Mayflower van?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
It'd be a pity to give all this publicity to them without getting a van.
Yeah, we are. We are from a Mayflower company.
Good.
They're bringing down a van, the actual truck.
Mm-hmm. Like the trailer?
Like the thing, like when you move, you know, it's got
the full-sized Mayflower moving van?
Correct. Right. Yellow with the distinctive Mayflower logo on the side, which makes it even funnier.
Of course.
Because it's, you cook dinner on the Mayflower.
Hilarity ensues.
And, it's a real Thanksgiving meal. Beautiful food, fantastic spread, and the food is served by the girls of the Crystal City Restaurant.
Very good.
See them just as you would see them on stage. Up to 20 people can come. The better variety of people, everything from age to gender to what people do for a living, would make this a much better deal, because the meal's going to be happening live on the show next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Winning family gets $500. Send us a note and tell us why your family should be chosen. Send it via the computer, Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Maybe not a note. Maybe an essay.
An essay. Okay, there you are.
A paragraph? Would that be acceptable?
Well, a meeting. We've got some that I'm going to read to you, and some of them go on and on and on and on.
And
some of them are very simple, but some of the ones that go on and on might end up being the finalists.
You never know.
So who knows? I don't think that there's a chance. My wife is listening now, but if she is listening right now, I want to say that I was a good boy. And I think that, like the dog that I am, that perhaps tonight, when we unite as the loving couple that we are, that I could get a nice dog treat.
Ah, why were you a good boy?
Again, there's nothing sexual about it. And you get what I'm going to say here in a second. Here's the deal: she's working, which I'm all for. You know, pull your weight.
Right.
She's going to school, so she's busy a lot of the time, and We've had the conversation about, you know, with her saying, there's too much to do in this house. There's too much. I have too many things to do now. I have to go to work. I have to go to school. And there's too many things to do. So I foolishly said, trying to be supportive a couple of weeks ago, I said, well, there's stuff I can do. Give me some stuff to do. I can do it. And some of the stuff that she gave me to do is stuff that I didn't deem important. Like one of the things that she gave me to do was to return something to Best Buy. To return something to Best Buy.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one of those things. I wrote myself a post-it. I put it up right there on my bulletin board. And I thought, well, the next time I go to Best Buy, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And it was one of the things she mentioned, she said, hey, did you return that thing to Best Buy? I said, nah, not yet. She said, where is it? I said, same place it was before. It's down in the basement. She said, well, that's why I can't give you these jobs, because you don't do the jobs.
Ouch.
So we talked, and I said, you're being totally unfair about this. I will return this thing, but I'm not going to go to Best Buy today. It's whenever I have to get. It's just taking up space in the basement, and I've got the receipt. And she got kind of pissy. This was a couple of days ago, and then she came to me afterwards and said, "Listen," and this is what she really talks down to me like I am just an absolute bottom of a barely functioning tard. Mm-hmm. Where she says, "Here's what I think the problem is." And she always starts this with let me just preface this by saying, when I was a kid, I read a thing, about Pete Rose when he was the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, where he said, what I will do, because Pete Rose, as you know, is a genius, he said, what I will do is bring in a player and tell him a few things he is doing well, and then I will slip in, oh, yes, incidentally, you are taking the third pitch on the outside every time.
Like he invented the concept.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a... So,
a stroke and a poke, good and bad.
I, you know, I get it. I got it since I was a kid.
Right.
I get it. I've used it on my own, you know, but now she's using it on me. And she's talking to me like I'm a retarded person. She says, the thing with the Best Buy was just that that's not the way your brain works, that you're... You're a creative person, and that's one of the things that I love about you so much is that you're creative and you're spontaneous, and if there's, for instance, if there are directions, she brings this one up all the time, if there are directions of how to do something or get somewhere, if I'm given, meaning my wife, Rita, she says if she's given the directions in writing, or whether it's to go somewhere or do something or build something, she can do it, but I can't do it unless someone tells me.
So the leaving a note up for you would be irrelevant.
So that's what she said. So that's the point. So she said, what we're going to do is find out the things that you do, the jobs that you do that I can trust you to do, so that you can help out and I won't be mad at you all the time.
Mm.
And I thought, great. And I got my list. Here is my list.
Oh, good.
I've memorized it.
Responsibilities.
I don't have to carry it.
So you've committed it to memory.
Yeah,
things you can
right.
handle.
Take down the trash on Sunday night. Take down the recyclers on Tuesday morning. Do the laundry.
Do the laundry?
Yeah, do the laundry. Like, I don't mind doing that.
Like the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, her stuff, what I do with her stuff, I just put it on the bed. And I don't fold her underpants or stuff, but
right.
it's just all her stuff's in a pile on the bed.
Okay.
And then I put my stuff away. So do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And she does laundry sometimes, too, but mainly this is now my domain. Also, I am allowed to go to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle that. And this is perhaps the biggest one, she said. And this one is one I know you like, because I'm already feeling like a super tard.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you get to go to the grocery store. And she told me this a couple of days ago, and I just kind of let it slide. And
do you like to go to the grocery store?
I don't hate it, but it's, you know, it was just the whole way that she was speaking to me. Like,
right.
You know, she's patronizing me, but not patronizing
Here's
me.
Here's one you liked.
So this morning she was getting ready to leave and go to work, and she came by with a note with the items that she requested from the grocery store.
The list.
And she said, now... because I am so retarded, she said, now the eggs. I wrote on there free range. Do you know what that means? And I said, yeah, I know what free range means. You know, I don't necessarily buy the concept.
Uh-huh.
I think...
Well, the eggs, free range eggs are very similar to Mexican jumping beans.
But I said,
they actually move when you
I said sure I understand. And she said, okay, well, you know, again talking to me in that like you talk to a tard, you know, well, good, you understand.
Good
so
boy.
You know the kind to get.
Aren't
so,
free range eggs like in more of a danger of being cracked since the eggs just
here's the thing,
sets them out on the open range?
Free range means what they eat.
Nobody's,
which, you know, like worms and things.
Yeah, and she makes sure that when she goes to the store, she buys the chicken that says, you know, the chickens were not kept like in Holocaust camps.
Wouldn't you rather eat an egg from a chicken where you knew what it was eating than a chicken that was like out on the range?
Regardless,
eating crap
my,
that it
this
came
is my
from.
Life now, and these are the jobs.
I'm
that
sorry, I just get hung up on
the jobs
chicken.
That I can do now. So I'm at the store today, you know, like an idiot, because I guess I am a retard, you know.
I can't believe you like the grocery store.
Well, here's the thing. I don't hate the grocery store. I don't mind going, though.
I don't like it.
I for a guy, and I talk a lot about how I don't get along with people just because it's my nature. I like all the people that work at the grocery store.
Oh, that's good.
I go in and I say...
I'm just amazed at that.
I say, hi, like, well, the guy...
I mean, of all the things you don't like, I just don't picture you enjoying that experience when I get ready to kill people.
You gotta go in the off hours, like I did this morning. You go very early in the morning when nobody's there, when you're getting the shift changeover, when you're getting people who are happy to be there, and you go up and down the aisles, and you find everything that you need, and you're out, and it's not bad.
It just pisses me off.
I'm okay with that.
And you know, when you're when you go into the what is it, 10 items, 12 items or less line, shouldn't it be a jailable offense to write a check in that line?
Amen.
Well, there is a big sign that says cash only.
Yeah. Me first, lady.
Some stores. Yeah.
I'm sorry, this happened. That was on my mind, and I was wondering.
It's a good point.
I would think you'd get pissed off when you're in the grocery store.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know, Mike. It's
What is it liberating for you or something? I mean, what?
No, it's just something that, you know, it's one, you know, all right, now I'm going to have to say she's correct. It's one of the things that I do well. I'm very good. I'm very efficient. I do the math in my head, incidentally, and I factor in the Safeway Club savings. For instance.
Wow.
Today.
Whoa.
Today, as I looked at the list, I thought, this should come to under $40.
Uh-huh.
And do you know that when it's like I play a game, when I got to the checkout stand, it was $40.19.
Wow.
So I said...
So you're like aware of everything and the price of everything you...
So I say to the lady, hey, I mismanaged this. I only brought $40 with me, but I'll go out to the car and get the 19 cents.
Mm-hmm. You know, for somebody that hates shopping, I'm just...
But anyway...
Very surprised.
One of these days, because she's given me these idiot jobs, which I don't mind, but it's just... She thinks that's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like that I'm coming in here and just doing cartwheels every day and just putting my finger up my nose and just farting, and somehow the truck with the money just pulls up in front of our house.
Right.
I'm like, you are... doing those things that I just mentioned.
I know, I was just kidding, of course.
But what I'm going to do one of these days, when I'm really feeling put upon by her, what I'm going to do is go to the grocery store and get the box that says organic free range, and I'm just going to take the regular ones, and I'm going to look for the box that says these eggs were hatched by chickens who were abused. Raped. There's that ugly word again that I'll use.
Is that the Land O'Lakes eggs that you get?
No, it's...
In the clear plastic? Aren't those organic?
I don't know.
No, the ones that I got they have that bland, generic look about them.
Right.
Almost that cardboard look.
How do they taste?
I haven't eaten an egg in 2 years.
Really?
I couldn't tell you.
Really?
High protein.
But I know they are, Buzz, but, you know, I got my stupid chicken.
Incredible edible egg.
Listen,
got a hard-boiled egg with you right now?
Every day.
There's nothing funnier. I've not brought it up on the air, but I told Buzz in private, so I don't feel bad.
No, go ahead.
But there's nothing funnier to me than during the commercial break, when you go out to have a smoke or talk to people.
Right.
And I'm in here in the studio by myself. I enjoy watching Buzz eat his egg.
How do you take it?
What do you mean, how do I take it? I peel it, I put salt and pepper on it,
that's what I
open
it down.
Whether
you put salt and pepper on it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's great fun to
watch. Get little mini salt and pepper shakes?
I do.
It's great fun to watch. He does. It's great fun to watch.
Of course he does.
He really does.
Those are full-fledged big table salt and shakers.
Well, these are the
cardboard ones
disposable.
You get, but they're full size.
You know what? He has ones that he travels with.
I do.
Do you really?
He does.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
This is a family heirloom, actually.
Oh, my God.
This has been in the family for years.
There it is.
And then you just open it.
Buzz is traveling salt shaker.
You know, he is amazing. I mean, you know, I'm definitely the least anal person on this show. Amazing.
So you got to watch every once in a while. Now I'll let you know. I'll let a couple days go when Buzz is, when his radar's not up.
I hang around you guys, and sometimes I think I'm in the wrong racket.
I'll just
swear to God.
I'll just hip you to the fact. I'll just say, you know, Buzz eating egg.
How many bites, Buzz?
About six, maybe.
Six.
Six, four.
That's why it's so much fun.
Six.
That's why it's so much fun, because he nibbles at it like it's candy.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
It is.
It's great fun.
Do you eat the white before the yolk?
Yeah, I try to, because that's the least interesting part.
Right now, I believe that the Buzz Eating an Egg show has a registered audience of two.
Right. Two, Don and Ron.
I have never enjoyed the Buzz Eating the Egg show.
I'm sort of an exhibitionist, because I don't mind.
Oh, God.
I don't mind being watched.
Jesus Christ.
So, anyway, I told him. One day I said, you know, I laugh when I watch you eat your eggs. And he said, oh, I know you know. I know you're watching.
I can't believe you don't eat eggs.
My eggs. No, I don't eat eggs. But if I did, I certainly could. And thank you to my wife for the self-affirmation here. I'm empowered, as girlfriend Oprah would say, that there are, in fact, tasks that I can do. Now, you might wonder, what can't I do?
Yeah, what are the bad ones?
What can't I do?
Is there a list for that?
Here is what I can't do,
okay,
according to my wife. It's not, and it's not
according to your wife. So these are things you're not necessarily agreeing with her that you can't do.
everything else.
That's a list.
Yeah. Everything else.
Yeah. And this is stuff you don't want to do or stuff
it
you
doesn't matter. Don't.
It's fine with you. That's it. That's
don't. It don't matter. Sometimes I said to her. Sometimes like we have that Quicken thing to pay the bills with the computer. Right. I said I'm good with numbers. I could do that. She said, "No, I don't want you near that."
Hmm.
Now you know I don't know if that's some plot that one of these days I'm going to be floating in the river.
Yeah.
You know, and or you know, as I've mentioned to you, I don't even know really. I mean, I think I know how much money I make, but I never see a paycheck. I never.
You don't know how much you're worth dead.
No, I don't. Well, no, this I do though. No, she's got an S load of insurance on me.
Really?
Well, you know that. Don't you remember?
She got four policies on you.
Don't you remember over the last 18 years that
right?
You went through a phase where she was just buying it like crazy.
Every term.
Flipping me out.
You know, it was just amazing.
Just playing the odds that I don't die. That I'm just croak. Because think about this, Frida. And I know you're not listening now, but think about this. What would you do? Who would get your free range eggs if I wasn't around, huh?
Why, Raul, of course.
Yeah, right.
Raul, go get me my eggs.
So that's what I'm good for. Anyway, that's my life. And
so you said at the very beginning of this that you wanted something at the end of this, that you wanted some treat this evening.
Oh,
were you,
I was
that
just,
a sexual...
I'm just being facetious because my wife, I think, in this regard, treated me like you would treat a dog. If a dog could understand, like, you know when you say to your dog, even when the dog doesn't really get it, when the dog you think might have to take a dump, and the dog goes outside, and then right when the dog is looking at you, the dog squeezes one out, and then as the hot, good boy, you come in and have a cookie now. Now, really, I don't think that the dog processes the fact that you're watching the dog take a dump. The dog thinks, hey, look, daddy and mommy are happy because I'm taking a dump outside as opposed to inside. And I know that if I take a dump outside, mommy and daddy are watching me, I'm going to get a cookie.
Yeah, it's true. Because even if you have the negative tone and you say, don't do that if the dog's squeezing one out in the house, the dog continues to do it.
Yeah, they don't get it. And I feel in this way that I'm like one of the dogs. I'm simply the fourth dog right now. And then the other wonderful thing that's happened since our son has gone to college, and I've documented how towards the end things were a little dicey with my son and my wife, that there was some growing pains that they've worked through. But I know that he used to aggravate her quite a bit. And man, nothing's greater than when she gets mad at me and she calls me Bart.
Ooh.
That's, you know, that's when I know I'm...
Bart, Oh, I'm so sorry, honey.
I'm kicking on all eight cylinders right there. So she, you know, she's off, she's working, I'm happy about that.
Sure.
And I've been given my, you know, Forrest Gump retarded list of things to do.
Are you keeping the house in order? Everything everything running smoothly?
And I'm doing it, and that's the other thing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and she don't even know about this.
Right. Extra?
You know, the gypsies?
Yeah.
That come in once a week?
Right. Yeah, the cleaning people?
Right. Well, for my taste, being as I'm now the woman of the house.
Right. Mr. Mom.
The gypsies, they always came a little bit too early in the day for me.
Hmm.
You know, I'm thinking it's 10:30, 11 o'clock. I've maybe just gotten done on the treadmill,
yep.
Or I'm not clean, I've got sweats on, or whatever the case. I don't need them in there. So I just mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I thought a later arrival time would be better. And today they honored that.
What time did they show up?
At exactly the moment that I was leaving.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So we timed it absolutely perfect.
Yeah, because you want to, when you're running your household, you want to have your own schedules in place.
Yes, you do.
When you sound you sound extraordinarily well trained. Good boy. It's really good boy, Don.
That's my whole point. Good boy.
Well, this is what you do now so that, you know, a million years down the road when you're blowing spit bubbles, she can take care of you.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
Hopefully.
More power to her. You know, I told you she was going out today.
Do you ever surprise her when you go to the grocery store? Do you ever, like, shake it up and bring anything new to the house?
Here's the thing with her, too, because she's...
Is the grocery store any kind of adventure at all?
Because she's a vegetarian. She is nutty about, you know, and she's one of these vegetarians where sometimes it's like, fish is okay, sometimes fish isn't okay.
Okay.
You know, chicken, never. Well, maybe sometimes if we're at a restaurant, maybe, but only if it was free, bringing all these other...
And you drink your shakes and then have a very specific meal.
And have a
I would imagine your cupboard would look very boring.
It is, but that's what, but that's a great way to keep weight off, though, because there's never anything good to eat in the house.
I agree.
There's never anything good at all.
That works.
So anyway, I'm a good boy. I'm a good dog. Maybe I'll win my race tonight. The Doug Tracks Dog Track.
Hey there. Welcome to Doug Tracks Dog Track. It's the Grease Pad.
Still a funny idea. We'll do something with it someday. But Doug Tracks Dog Track.
It's the Doug Track Dog Track.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi. Hi.
Donald from Baltimore.
Hi there.
First of all, let me say, you guys are the greatest thing on the radio.
Thank you.
I look forward every day to leaving work just so you can make things a little better for me.
That's wonderful.
Even greater than Rush Limbaugh?
Who?
Good answer.
You know, Jesus Christ, if I would have known that, I would have been taking those pills... I mean, 10 or 15 years ago, I would have started.
Right.
To get up to his level.
Absolutely.
If you think about it, man, what is it? Look at it. He's on the front page of the goddamn real newspaper.
I know.
Not the funny paper. The real newspaper.
No, that's USA Today.
No, but he was on the front page of the Style section.
I'm just kidding.
Of the Post. And it's always this about how brave he is.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody writes what a dork he is.
Rock.
I mean,
look at his studio. He's got an effing gold microphone. Pompous dick.
And when I hear the reports on TV, his adoring fans who hang on his every word are there to support
him. Yeah, there's a big picture of him. And, you know, I don't think about the guy that often, but when it's thrust at you in the national spotlight, you get a chance to really analyze the guy. You see his shirt. See his, like, borderline pimp shirt that he's wearing with the little black pinstripe along the collar and then the tie that I guess his wife designs that looks like a cat S on it.
Anyway, all I know is...
I don't like him.
The guy is all over the place with the pub for this.
I won't become a linguine spine liberal now.
I'm all for if you got a problem, an addiction or something, get the help. And Jesus Christ, you know, don't preach. Just do it and show. Shut up and do your job.
You know, I've dealt with my addiction to alcohol for a number of years. You don't see me broadcasting it everywhere. I deal with it on my own terms.
Let's see. A USA Today Gallup poll finds that 52%...
I would have loved somebody to say something.
Yeah,
there, but
the only thing I think
something
it was
about
cruel.
What?
Yeah, just nothing. No, don't
something
worry.
About what?
I'm just over here.
Well, you were talking about your drinking problem?
Yeah,
I was going to say you have to succeed first.
Thank you. Then. Thank you very much. Okay.
Have no drinking problem.
Thank you. That's right. That's right. I get the message from all of you.
Because you drink...
Okay? I get the message from all of you.
Listen, you would have a you'd be a problem drinker if you couldn't find a drink.
This is true.
There's never
problem.
A problem finding a drink.
Yeah, and it's not like it affects my work.
You know, I swear to God, and you don't even know, there were two calls on the screen at the beginning of the show when you were doing the thing with the car.
Right.
From people who thought you were drunk today.
Thought I was loaded?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, are you there? Hold on. I'll come right back to you. Hold on. Let me call Joe. I didn't... A lot of these calls, they're not even worth taking.
Yeah,
Joe puts them up there anyway.
Right.
Hey, Stinky Poon.
Howdy.
So, I saw at least that lady who thought Mike was drunk.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said it sounded like Mike was loaded.
And you told her what?
I told her absolutely. Yeah. We're all loaded.
Joe Artinger.
Good answer. That's you know, he took the curveball and he hit it. He hit it. Base hit to right field.
Mike?
Yes.
It's a brand new Jeep. Well, 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter power tank, V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2GB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike. And Joey, you're going to be driving that car starting tonight?
Yep.
All right, then we'll get the full report on tomorrow's episode. This is the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 2004 edition that we're giving away just in a couple of weeks from now, like 3 weeks.
The booking
car. December, I got it right here. The Friday, December 12th. Mm-hmm. So we're giving away one key.
And for the record, I couldn't read that copy sober. Okay, so lady, you get the prize.
Be grateful.
Anyway, what can we do for you? Are you still there?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, back to you.
Oh, Joe. Sorry, no, never mind.
That was Joe was giving me a little Tom Gavin there when I was reading that copy.
Yeah, he was.
He was oohing and aahing like the Price is Right audience.
Sure.
Go back to your Joe world. Bye, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here you go. Here's the other guy on the phone. Hello.
Yes. What I wanted to say was that I'm kind of have the same dilemma that you do, and I've been doing it for so long now that I don't like my wife to do those things that she's asked me to do.
You, sir, are a pussy. Goodbye.
You,
goodbye. Good day to you, sir.
Well, you'll get to that point, too, don't you think? Where you won't like her to go to the grocery store because that's your job?
You'll be jealous.
No,
she'll
I
make mistakes?
Not. I will not.
She won't do the laundry the way you do it?
I'll say this. She does make mistakes when she goes to the store. She doesn't get the right products.
Mm.
And the laundry, sometimes the laundry is not done correctly.
What would be an example of a grocery store error? Something big. Or something small. Something.
Very simple. The product is Diet Vanilla Coke. Mm-hmm. They don't have Diet Vanilla Coke. Don't buy anything.
Don't substitute it.
Don't try to replace it.
Don't bring me Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring me caffeine-free Diet Coke. In a pinch, use your head. In a pinch, get me Diet Pepsi Vanilla, but only in a pinch.
I'm not trying to make trouble here, but have you thought about making a list for her?
Buzz. The list for her, the soda pop would be four digits. It would be in a thousand. I mean, if I was making a list for my wife of things that I wanted her to do.
Well, you make that list that you were showing me like a couple of months ago up in the office, right?
What,
nothing to do with the grocery store. Oh. The list of items, why I am an American princess. That's the one you were showing me. But it has nothing to do with what to buy.
No, see?
It was just good things about being married to you.
Yeah. Right.
And he can modify that, you know, why I have my dream wife now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, she's out getting it done.
Yeah,
I'm happy for her and that's that.
Good.
And it's great to get it off my chest because I know she's not listening now. which is even weirder.
And a freedom.
Yeah, that it's a weird freedom, Buzz. There you go. Here are some of these, I got time for one before a break. One of these entries in the A Dinner on the Mayflower contest, okay? Dinner on the Mayflower, courtesy of, and will be served by the girls of the Crystal City Restaurant. See them as you would see them on stage.
Yeah.
Send your entry telling us why your family should win $500 and come down here next Wednesday for our big day before Thanksgiving show. And here is the very first one we received. Don and Mike, or the first one received that didn't say, like, F you,
right holes, okay?
Subject, a grand essay. How my balls made Thanksgiving better. Dear Don and Mike, I'd like to enter my family in the Dinner on the Mayflower contest. In the following grand and hopefully somewhat comprehensible essay, I will detail the reasons we should win. Firstly, the guest list. I'm single and estranged from all relations. Long story, so in lieu of actual family members, I'll be accompanied by those most close and important to me. The guests of honor, my D, my B's. Anyway, so that was the first. He goes on that he just wants to.
Wants to be sitting on the Mayflower by himself
with a stripper.
Oh, and he wants to bring weed because nothing livens up the holidays and big holiday meals like weed.
God.
I take my weed with me for all important social occasions. I love her, Don and Mike. I love her.
He's speaking of his weed like a woman.
And it says, there will be no leftovers when my weed makes the scene.
Wow.
There you have it. My D, my B's, my weed, and me. Grand Thanksgiving at a rental truck with rented skanks and turkey shanks. Anyway, that's clever, but sorry, you're out of it. Then we got another one. Their return address is on these, but of course you got fake mailboxes.
Right.
Dear Donna Mike, my family consists of married black men married to black women. We need the stripper Thanksgiving because of that. Plain and simple, we want to be served by sexy white women. All right, so we're holding on to that one. Don and Mike. My mom and dad fight constantly. My dad manages to ruin every holiday dinner somehow by getting all worked up and yelling about some stupid ass like the turkey's too dry or crap like that. Some how he can't figure out that gravy fixes that. Maybe some teats in his face will shut him up for enough time to eat some turkey. My mom has had leg surgery in the past and is constantly on a patch, which is pretty much like a synthetic opium stream into her body. She also has those lollipops that give her a boost when she needs it for the pain. These things make her a little goofy sometimes. She'll talk to anyone for a long time about absolutely nothing. My friends stopped calling when I was younger because they don't want to talk to my mom for 15 minutes. I think my grandparents will come. My grandpa can't remember my dad's last name the last time he ran into him at the bar because he was too plastered. My grandpa is fairly prejudiced, and my sister married and divorced a Cuban guy, and she's 22 with two kids. The kids and the Cubans stay at home. My sisters are as loopy as dad and yells about all kinds of stupid S, but she doesn't eat much. My brother and I get along fairly well. He's a pimp. He can somehow be dating two girls, and they both know he's banging the other one, and they still date him. He'll bring whatever hoe he's with right now. We have the same birthday, 5 years apart. I had him convinced he was my birthday present till he was 12, and I had him cleaning S and getting stuff for me. I'm the only one that made it out of that house and went to college and got my S together for a little. I think it would be solid to get my family out here and just tell them about the dinner and see how everything goes once you guys send out the whores. Well,
wow.
And incidentally, also another troubling thing, just with the email, when there's no capital letters.
And no punctuation at all?
No, there's punctuation, but everything is lowercase.
Right. Yeah.
Also, I don't know if Bob, who left a phone number, maybe we should call Bob here in a second. We're not bringing anybody in from out of town. So you've got to
right.
live in the...
Where's he from?
He's from the D.C. area, but it just said something like, I think it would be solid to get my family out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd be, you know...
Yeah, no, you'd have to do that on your own.
Getting them out here. We can call him, and then we've got some other ones that are just, longer, but well thought out. So
right.
So we're getting some decent entries.
Good.
We'll call this guy, and I think maybe we'll also call the, that's too bad. There's not a phone number about the family of married black men married to black women. We need the stripper. Because they want to be served by sexy white women.
Strong entry.
Email us back and send us a phone number.
Yeah, very good.
So send it to Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Christine Kirk.
And urinated on the stage.
God.
And invited people to come up and...
Wow.
How to put it delicately, I guess there's no way...
Sure there
to
is.
...to conduct a gynecologic...
What?
...logical examination.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Suck me, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, there it is. There once again. Let's do a caller 100 right now. Not for the key.
No.
Don't go crazy.
No.
But it's for the other big prize, the Thanksgiving reunion, National Lampoon TBS thing. Caller 100 right now. 877-365-3636. Let's try to get this guy on the phone who sent this thing in, the letter we read.
Which one?
The last one.
The last one that was about the dysfunctional family?
Yeah, just to see if the guy's on the level.
Mm-hmm.
And then
is he also from far away?
No, he's from here. He's from the D.C. Metro. Area code 301.
That would be up. Hold on a second. Yeah, let me just.
Is that a machine?
Ah, 2262.
Very good.
Guy put his extension here.
Ah. Hopefully he's there listening.
Please wait is what the voicemail is saying.
Please wait.
And Bob? Let me see. No, one ring. Two rings. This is going to kill us if we can't get these people on the phone.
Yeah.
Three rings.
I'm away from my desk right now.
And your call is being forwarded.
Mm. Sorry, nobody's ever there.
There's a home number. We'll try it again. Listen, we've got a couple of
There
days.
Is a home number?
There is. Do you want me to try that one, too?
Well, I might as well, just, you know, if he's at neither place.
I
minutes.
Okay, hold on a second. 7:03, but it says at work until 5.
Mm.
What time is it now?
4:20.
4:20.
Well, he strikes me as the guy based on that email that he might have ducked out early.
Yeah, it's 4:20.
All right. Oh, Rob, would you pick that up?
Buzz.
Pick that up.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Oh, I get it.
No, I'm just confirming.
Yeah,
confirming the time, you know.
4:20, I get it.
I would have liked that other guy that was planning on attending by himself.
I get
with his girlfriend. Weed.
Right. Listen, we're getting a lot of good entries. Keep sending them. Keep sending them.
Come on now.
Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com for the crazy dinner on the Mayflower thing. We've got at least 5 or 6 finalists.
The crazy dinner on the Mayflower.
And we will read more of those as time allows here, because we're getting jammed up now with stuff, and we just got to... Now we got to just turn this into a bit machine.
It's crunch time.
Here we go. Caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, caller 100?
Yeah, that's you. What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, where are you from?
Bakersfield.
Josh? Josh. Beautiful, Josh. And Bakersfield, that's KGEO, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Great car, great radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You won the National Lampoon's Ultimate Vacation Collection, all the National Lampoon Vacation movies on DVD, and a $50 gift certificate to the Outback Steakhouse.
Sweet.
Sunday night at 8 on TBS, 7 Central, comes a brand new comedy that gives holiday tradition the bird, National Lampoon's Thanksgiving reunion. But wait, there's more. Now you've qualified on Friday. You can win round-trip airline tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S.
Ooh.
To escape your family after Thanksgiving. This is courtesy of TBS Superstation, so make sure you're listening to the show on Friday. If we call you up and you're listening, you win.
Thanks. Listen every day.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
We certainly do appreciate that. Okay. So there's that contest. Rob, the guy was not there with a letter. We'll get back to the letters. We're going to go a little behind the scenes here for a second.
Very good.
Inside radio. Because, as it turns out, this is a story that's in this week's Radio and Records magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it a story that we would make fun of on a regular basis, but it's a chance to spotlight one of our radio markets.
Very good.
And a program director of one of our stations.
Exciting.
Even better.
Who is in this column called The Ideal Air Talent, Traits for DJs to Aspire to and Bad Habits for Them to Kick.
Good.
But first, before we do that, why turn our daggers on an out-of-town station, one of our great affiliates, when we can just turn the gun right here on our flagship station?
Yes.
WJFK.
WJFK, our home.
Now, bear with me for a second here, because I'm just talking. I'm just a guy that works at a radio station. The station right now, WJFK, here in D.C., it's not... the most popular station in town. We're the, according to the monthly ratings,
mm-hmm.
and there's always fluctuation.
Sure.
The stuff that we can't talk about on the radio, like the rolling averages and percentages and stuff. But anyway, the station is in 15th place. And I would think that you would want to, if you have the opportunity on the radio station,
right.
You would just want to promote over and over again, you're listening to 106.7
uh-huh.
WJFK. That's the basic rule, especially with, you know, if you're trending down,
mm-hmm.
well, then maybe you just got to remind people of the station that they're listening
to. That's job one.
And don't forget, Rob, what was that slogan I came up with yesterday?
Oh, stay listening.
Stay listening.
Stay listening.
That would work.
So... we've got these things that they use to fill time during commercials.
Right.
Like, for instance, if you listen to our show, every time we break for commercials, we play 9 minutes of commercials. That's, and I think that's like an unwritten radio rule, though, not supposed to announce that.
Right.
But that's true. You should know that. Every hour, we have 18 minutes of commercials we have to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes we get jammed up at the end of the show if we go on and on.
Sure.
Because we've got these commercials.
We've been trying to work on that.
Right.
Well, sometimes during the commercials, if it's like that, you've got 9 minutes or 8 minutes and 56 seconds or whatever, you got some extra seconds before you go back on the network.
Right.
So you would normally fill with something like this.
106.7 WJFK.
But I just heard this a moment ago and thought, what a colossal waste of 18 seconds this
really
this is. And then I was told there's a whole bunch of them like this. I'm not sure who I'm going to piss off with this,
yeah.
Who thinks they're funny or being creative
okay.
with these. But here is one of the... This is now 18 seconds on a station where I would think the message you just want to get across is you're listening to 106.7.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a radio basic. But here's one of the new promos that takes up 18 valuable seconds of commercial time.
1 million watts of hot talking and flame throwing. Hot talking, flame throwing.
Oh, God damn it! My face is on fire!
106.7 WJFK.
Okay. Clever.
But, you know, well, let's be honest, the station is not 1 million watts.
No.
I mean, it's kind of an inside thing.
Right.
Here's another one from the funny department.
We have microphones, and you don't. You are listening to 106.7 WJFK.
Okay. All right.
You're not pleased.
Well,
if we're talking about it, you're talking about it. Just not as well. 106.7 WJFK. We have microphones, and you don't.
Oh, sorry, you heard that one. Yeah. And then you got this one here.
Forget the sixes and eights. We're your station for naked chicks and fart jokes together on the sevens. Count on us. 106.7 WJFK.
This is a complaint I've had with radio, even back when I was top 40. Listen. Those who can do are in this room doing it. Those who can't should be sitting in offices doing what they do, but not writing stuff like this that you think someone's going to listen and go, wow, that's clever imaging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to listen to, oh, yeah, what was that station again?
Turn it up, rip the knob off, and shove it up your ass. 106.7 WJFK.
I don't know. Just the funny department working overtime here. Mm-hmm. And when I...
And that's your endorsement, right?
Yeah, when I heard that first one about the million-watt flame-throwing hot... You know, it's right. I said, wow, that's good time management. That's great time management.
You want more call letters out there.
Yeah, see, I mean...
His face is on fire.
The thing you would want to say, though, is just...
106.7.
Mm-hmm.
That's... You know what? For me,
mm-hmm.
that works.
Yeah.
And that's what they don't seem to get around this station, is that WJFK, they're good call letters,
mm-hmm.
but ask anybody who listens to radio these days, you say, what station you listen to? Oh, I don't know, 106.7,
mm-hmm.
95.5.
Right.
It's how people talk.
The number they see on their car.
It's how people talk.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's just a message from me to whoever upstairs is going to be pissed off at me now.
Well, there'll be somebody pissed off at that, Kurt, crying. Somebody's pissed off already. Wouldn't be a day if we weren't pissed off.
What's this one?
Washington's number 17. Hit music station. Number 17. We are 106.7 WJFK.
Okay, see, here's the thing. That ain't funny! Excuse me. I got emotional for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't funny.
Right.
And you wonder why this station is getting killed.
Mm-hmm. You want it more straightforward.
Well, you know, listen, here's the deal. The funny stuff is supposed to come outside of the commercials.
From the right. programming, yes.
Right?
Right.
Like, the actual show.
You have Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You have us.
Mm-hmm.
You have Ron and Fez.
Right.
Notice I'm leaving out Bill O'Reilly.
No, I'm having funny
you
about
can,
that.
You can laugh at him, but you're laughing at him. Mm-hmm. You're not laughing with him. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, I'd have to say that this is a male-oriented comedy format type radio station.
Right.
That you should just maybe let the DJs be funny, and your job up on the third floor should just be worrying about how come people can't seem to remember with the ratings what station they're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
They might say, oh, I listen to Don and Mike, or I listen to Howard, I listen on that station, it's, I don't know, but boy, they had the funniest thing about... And see, that they won't let me say that.
No, that'll
they'll be... They'll delete that out. Yeah. But they can put it in a promo.
Right.
Where it goes, rip the knob off and shove it up your... Beep.
Right, because they delete the ass part.
because they want to show how... Again, this is somebody...
On the, Charlie.
This is somebody on the third floor.
That was funny.
Somebody yeah. on the third floor who wants to be a shock jock. But they say, but we can't...
Do you have a suspect?
Can't say ass. Mike, it's a whole bunch of guys upstairs.
Right.
It's a whole bunch of guys upstairs, and I think they're all named Cameron Grant.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know. Who.
Oh, no.
I don't know who's taking the
oh, dear.
The funny pills. But that's just...
Oh, God.
That's just me. That's just my opinion. Don't hold anybody else in this room accountable for these statements when you talk badly about me behind my back, because I'm the one that thinks that.
Well, there are a lot of people around here that, have experience with production and stuff like that.
Don't be funny. Don't be funny. Just do your jobs. Now...
We're never asked, are we, Buzz?
No, never.
No.
What?
Nobody asked.
We're just never asked. Nobody ever asked us. I mean, Buzz and I both come from a production background, and, and it's just, nobody ever, feel free to tap me on the shoulder once in a while. I'd love to.
Sorry, Mike, you're only in here doing a funny radio show 4 hours a day.
I understand.
You're not sitting upstairs drinking 19 Starbucks a day.
Sure.
Worrying about how the station keeps trending down.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta come up with fast, funny ideas on your own up there.
Right.
On the third floor.
Well, you and I have always shared the one thing. I mean, really, one good jingle. Goes an awful long way.
That's right.
Right.
And it really does.
The Don and Mike Show.
Love it.
Easy to remember.
Easy. Sounds good.
How'd you learn your ABCs? You sang them, of course, you douchebag. Everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But no, why would you want to do...
The Don and Mike Show.
And we've got ones for, with the station.
WJFK.
Yeah, that needs to be redone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Desperately.
Well, we're getting new jingles.
You know what I mean? I mean, and that's just from a purely musical standpoint. That's still good, but that's just, it's got that one in there.
We've ordered the new jingles, but the point is, on our show, we the only message we want to get out is WJFK, the Don and Mike Show.
Right? Yeah, and really, it's just, I think it still holds true. Singing it is better than talking it.
Yep.
And a little bit better than...
And even if you're going to... Because radio guys have got a thing about jingles, that they think jingles are passe, and that today's modern MTV watcher doesn't want to hear this on the radio. But even if that's the case, if you're not going to do jingles, just don't try to be funny.
If we're talking about it, you're talking about it. Just not as well. 106.7 WJFK.
You just... Boy, I don't want to overanalyze.
Go ahead.
I don't want to pile on.
No, come on.
The insult.
Come on.
You just flipped off your audience.
Yeah. Yeah,
is what you just did.
Their intelligence.
What it is
you just flipped them off.
Yeah. It's a slam, I believe, at another station that runs a promo saying, "If you're talking about it, we're talking about it."
That's what they meant to do.
Just like
really,
I think. Yeah. I think this one is supposed to be because there's the traffic station that has traffic on
right.
the 8th.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course.
So that's what this hilarious piece of comedy is about. Right here.
Forget the sixes and eights. We're your station for naked chicks and fart jokes together on the sevens. Count on us. 106.7 WJFK.
Count on this. Bad ratings. Count on this. Really, guys, come on. Pull back. Pull back on the funny stuff. And then on the occasion that somehow something funny does get through, like one of the promos about the Redskins.
Right.
I mean, how can you run a promo for the Washington Redskins being on your station when they suck so bad? They do put together something that's mildly amusing,
mm-hmm.
and then the first thing is the Redskins call and say, you can't run that.
Right.
So it's okay to make fun of the radio station. Well, they're not even making fun of the station. They're just trying to be funny, and they don't get it.
Straightforward.
They just don't
do the
it.
Point. If you want to be funny, take a clip from a funny show and play that on the radio station.
And this one, the flame-throwing one.
1 million watts of hot talking and flame-throwing.
I mean, I get it.
Hot talking, flame-throwing.
Right.
Oh, God damn it!
Yeah.
My face is on fire!
That's the station.
106.7 WJF.
Here's my point.
His face is on fire.
Here's my point. That's 18 seconds. They spent 15 seconds being funny before they finally got the message in the last 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong! Wrong, you morons! You freaking morons! Just say the call letters and say the frequency. And other than that, just, and the other thing that makes you...
So, I'm confused. What's your point?
The other thing... The other thing that just annoys the hell out of me,
right?
And this is just me, is that look at how the labels are printed on these, like you're going to the carnival. I mean, someone's taking the time, on their
print. Handwritten?
No, this is a computer done. A computer font.
Very festive.
That has, you know, and for every one, there's a different font.
Right.
Which to me is more frigging time wasted by executives who should be worried about the sinking ship instead of worried about funny messages and making sure that the fonts on the tapes that only the disc jockeys see are funny. God. Dumb pig effers.
Well, you don't sugarcoat it.
I mean it.
Express yourself. God. Express yourself.
Stupid pig effers. That's all you guys are good for, is effing pigs. And I don't mean our...
Now, wait a minute. You talk about effing pigs, now I'm listening. I mean, that would be, you know, would that we could.
So, anywho. I'm sorry, I got off
Justin, I'm not talking about human beings. I'm not talking about bestiality here. I'm talking about taking a microphone out to a pig farm and recording it.
Yeah,
the act. Okay? Joe, get to it.
Here is the... there you go, Mike.
There you go, I know.
Now we got to do a break. We never even got into what we were going to get into. But I think it'll be a natural segue. Because we're going to continue on radio for just a moment.
Good.
From a national perspective.
Very good.
From Radio and Records Magazine, the brand new edition... part two of a two-part series, The Ideal Air Talent.
Oh, this will be fun.
Traits for DJs to aspire to. And
what's that called again? What is it? The Ideal Air Talent?
Yeah.
Hi.
Traits for DJs to aspire to and bad habits for them to kick.
And, you know, that's always interesting.
And the very first guy who's quoted in this article happened to be, and I mentioned this the other day, the great thing about being on this station in Buffalo, WBUF-FM,
right,
is that we've never spoken to the program director. That's right. The kind of relationship we like. Well, maybe it's good because he's the first guy quoted here.
Fantastic.
He's the first guy.
Then obviously we would have all those traits that he's talking about.
We would, because we are doing his afternoon show. So, spotlight on Buffalo.
Good afternoon.
Very soon. You're gone.
You are gone.
You are gone. And we have not yet given away the key on today's show either for the Jeep that we're giving away.
I hate it when you do that.
Do what?
I hate it when we try to one-up each other or something like that. You saw me go for it, and then you stopped. You were going to do it because you thought you had me, and now you know you don't have me. You're not going
to
do it.
So we'll go to break.
Okay.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
It's the time of the year to give thanks, and you should be thankful for Singular, the best wireless company. Don't be a turkey. Who wrote that?
I did.
Make the switch.
Sign up for Family Talk and add up to three lines for $9.99 per line per month. Select plans start at just... there they are. Hello, boys. Select plans start at just $39.99 a month.
Sign up now and Singular will waive the activation fees on any added line with a 2-year service agreement.
Nationwide long distance is included and you can share your bonus rollover minutes. Come on and gobble up this great deal.
The Samsung... X427 color flip phone is only $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate with a 2-year service agreement.
I love the vivid high-resolution color display, downloadable polyphonic ringtones, and downloadable games on the Samsung... Is it Samsung?
I think it's Samsung.
Samsung X427.
Rob did. Thank you, Singular, for the vivid colors. Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details. Here's the Singular. Tell them Don and Mike said.
WJFK, the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were... erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
The Don and Mike Show.
Werner Klemperer?
What a horrible thing to say.
Making your penis feel young. Don and Mike.
Okay. So let's do this radio thing here.
Yeah.
And then we were going to give away the key for the car. And then, I don't want to tell you about it. I just want to say, America's favorite bit, and it's not Honk for Cash, but and it's not the Shaq and Dennis show.
Very good.
But America's favorite bit coming up.
Exciting.
I'll pass the note to Mike.
Very good.
That's the bit we're doing today.
Fantastic. I am elated.
And listen, we know about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
We are waiting until Buzz gives us the news.
And so the sheriff's deputies get out of that ranch.
And then, you know, we'll be all over Michael Jackson like Michael Jackson is all over Emmanuel Lewis. Now, the deal is this with this radio thing. These radio magazines are read, generally speaking, by the same brain trust that brought you all of those funny, non-funny promos that I played a moment ago. So the article reads, "Last week we began this discussion by comparing radio stations to automobiles, associating the music with the car body and the personalities with the engine. With the 2004 model year upon us, here are more tips from programmers."
Get ready to jot these down, aspiring young broadcasters.
So this comes from, and you know what? Here is a call we should take. Chris.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
A 7 pass, and I didn't get my fart joke or naked chick yet.
Oh. That's too bad.
You're funny.
See the trouble?
You're funny.
Thank you, sir.
You're funny.
Is there someone I can complain to?
Let me give you Pumping Iron, the 25th Anniversary Special Edition DVD, and a $25 gift certificate to GNC.
Right on. Thanks a lot.
DVD has the digitally remastered full-length movie and never-before-seen outtakes.
Hey, that's hysterical.
Unless you watch David Letterman. Thank you. Thanks. Hold on. Hold on just a second. So, anyway, here's what the guy in Buffalo writes, where he's interviewed the column. WBUF Buffalo Program Director John Paul says... Hey, same name as the Pope, says, and I'm quoting him now, the dream personality, and just for the...
is there such a thing?
Well, Mike, here's my point. For the rest of this this segment, when we read this article, I think wherever he says dream personality, I'm just going to put our names in.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Because we have to be. I mean, we're on his radio station.
So the dream personality, like Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. Or just Don and Mike. Okay, Don and Mike have... mutual respect for the program director.
I think we've demonstrated that.
Don and Mike would be somebody who has a sense of humor. Not necessarily wacky or crazy, but someone who looks at life a little differently and can easily relate experiences to the audience.
Oh, yeah.
It would take someone, Don and Mike, or ourselves, who's not...
Can I tell you honestly, you're confusing me by putting our names in there, because if this is the guy... Because right. if it's the dream personality,
it's
funnier.
But hold on. Okay, but no, I think as I get into it, you're going to play a little more.
Okay.
The dream personality, also known as Don and Mike, is someone who is not afraid to take criticism.
Right.
And is open-minded. Someone who works hard and is constantly show prepping, not just going online 15 minutes before the show and downloading stuff. The dream talent is somebody, Don and Mike, is somebody who can show prep by looking at people. On the other side of the coin, he says, some personalities, and I would again say your dream personalities,
right.
Don and Mike,
right.
are so creative that they're extremely unorganized. Typically, organized people aren't creative, and creative people aren't organized, but you need to have parameters around creativity to harness it and use it in the best way possible. This is...
Parameters?
This is bad.
We don't need no stinking parameters.
Ego is a big flaw.
Yeah. I can tell.
You can be confident without being cocky.
Sure you can.
Because you have to have that confidence. A lot of times, however, radio people think that they are mega superstars, which they may well be in their markets. Because their ego gets in the way, they may end up doing their show for themselves.
Who do I have to get out of my parking space?
Or for other radio people instead of doing it for their listener.
You might remember me as a somewhat famous radio personality.
So anyway, that's bad news from that guy.
Well, you know, anytime you hear that word parameter.
Let's go to WWWX in Appleton, Wisconsin, where program director Guy Dark...
Hi, Guy!
...describes his model jock.
Is his name Guy Dark?
It is.
Right. Guy Dark.
Guy Dark.
Wow.
Right. Our guy in Buffalo, his name is John Paul.
John Paul, Guy Dark, Scott Farkas.
Blow him up!
Okay, Guy Dark describes his model jock. My ideal jock...
Heidi Klum.
...is someone I don't have to babysit to get them to do the basics.
Okay.
Fill out time cards.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That's important.
This is a lazy program director. It's just like, all he's doing is putting his bitch in there.
This is the first thing the guy says. What's the most important thing to be in a model?
Fill out time cards.
Fill out time cards.
That's how you make good radio.
It's someone who does show prep on his own, who doesn't just think about his own market, but exposes himself to other markets by checking out stations' websites.
Or sending out tapes.
It's someone who doesn't have a closed-minded view of the world and wants to expose himself to new ideas.
Rob, take note.
Whether it's promotions, music, or station imaging, which
right.
I'm just talking about.
Zach, don't close your mind.
The ideal jock would not take criticism personally, but would realize we're just trying to better the situation.
Well, then F you.
Obviously, a good program director will offer both positive and negative input.
Yeah, here we go. Baby.
A dream personality will know how to walk the line without going over it.
I walk the line.
We want people with attitude and opinions to talk about things.
Because you're mine.
But at the same time, they have to be respectful of our FCC license.
Well, F you.
And then there's one more guy here. WAMX Huntington, program director.
Where?
Huntington, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Program director Paul Osland says...
8-year-old program director Paul Osland.
A good DJ is someone who's good at bringing the product to life and who's into the music.
If you buy a subscription to Radio and Records, we'll put you in the magazine.
He's tired of cliches. If he says, when a disc jockey says, gotta pay some bills going into a stop set, that he'll rip his hair out. That makes him want to flip the station and not come back.
Well, he's, you know, he's in Huntington, West Virginia, so there that might be an issue.
Yeah, you should consider
that. And here
you
go now. I look for someone. Now, all of these program directors who have rules about time cards and following and having structure and parameters.
Parameters.
They all end up saying the same thing at the end, though.
Gotta pay some bills, a-hole.
Osland concludes with a reminder that I look for someone who sounds controversial on the air.
Mm.
It's one thing to have notes, but don't make it sound like you're reading notes. And remember, you represent the station anytime you're in public.
Got to
Got
to pay some bills.
If someone recognizes you when you're doing personal errands, you're representing all of us.
That's right.
Get out of my face.
If they come up to you when you're in line at Kroger and want to know why you can't play their song, smile and put on the customer service hat. This may be the only chance the person has to interact. Personalities, start your engines.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's inspiring.
This guy.
Captain douchebag.
Came up to me at the Kroger. Jesus.
I was once told by a program director, and it reminds me of that. He said, at our station, we like to make it sound like we're having a good time without turning on the microphone.
How do you do that?
Exactly what I said.
That area, and the reason I believe that there are so many people in this room that hate program directors, is because their job is to come up with creative ways to tell us the simple stuff, and they make crap up.
We're going to call the Buffalo guy here. Oops, hold on. Is I going to get the number?
John Powell?
He might have been the mellowest of all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't read all of them.
Apparently, all his DJs fill out time cards on
right.
Time.
No, that's the other.
No, that's the other guy.
Well, that's why he didn't have to say anything about it.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then, hey. Well, then.
716 is Buffalo. They got an S-load of snow, didn't they? 852.
That's unusual.
Like a fact, Mike.
The like effects now. You gotta pay some bills. Cold enough for ye.
Area code 71.
Hold on a second. God damn it, this printing is so small.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
It's a dry cold, though.
You think that's an 8 or a 9?
That's an 8.
An
easily.
All right, hold on. 1 1 6 8 5 2
Rob.
What?
made a blind.
You're, hello, this is Don and Mike. We're on.
Oh, she seemed nice.
You can always tell when we're popular.
Yeah.
Me?
I think she
did a blind joke with me.
You know what he did? He went like this when you couldn't read that number. He went. Yeah. He went.
Hello?
John?
Yeah, this is John.
John, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, John. How are you?
We're here right now on WBUF Spotlight on Buffalo.
Now, what happens if I don't want to go on the air? What if I say I don't want to be on?
We take you off right away.
And we take you off and we dump this out.
No, I'm just kidding. I want to be on.
All right, well, here he is. Spotlight on Buffalo.
John Paul.
With WBUF, John, would it be fair to say that, and how come in this article you didn't mention that you already have the dream personality working for you, the Don and Mike show?
I wish I would have. I wasn't even thinking.
Really?
I wasn't even thinking. I wish I would have done it. You know what? I got to tell you this, though. I don't remember saying, what's the line here, put some parameters around creativity. I think any one of my jocks would tell you I would never say that.
Please refer you to page 60, Radio and Records, your quote, typically organized people aren't creative and creative people aren't organized, but you need to have some parameters around creativity to harness it and use it in the best way possible.
I don't even talk that way.
So you're saying you were misquoted.
Well, I remember saying the organized people thing because I'm pretty organized and not creative. I'll admit that. But I don't remember saying.
Hold on.
I don't remember saying the harness. It. I would never say the word harness.
Hmm. You tell me
the horse race.
Are you telling me you didn't read this? Like that you didn't compulsively pull down your pants and work your man when you saw that you were the first program director with your picture?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay.
Good man.
I guess they didn't put a picture in.
But listen, this is bad though because this is you saying this that you have to have parameters around creativity to harness it.
I trust me, I would never even talk like that.
So you'd like to disavow that quote?
I'd like to strike that from the record there.
Well then, let's get this, let's see, the editor's name is Cindy Maxwell at Radio and Records, and if we could, what we're going to do is send her a copy of this tape, with, our program director from WBUF Buffalo, John Paul. John, claims that he was misquoted by Cindy Maxwell. Is that true, John?
I would say that. I don't remember saying that.
And you are considering legal action?
No.
Not only Cindy Maxwell, but the entire Radio and Records conglomerate.
Right.
Going all the way up to Erica Farber.
No. I just let it roll.
You let it roll, but you're pissed at this.
No, I'm not pissed.
Well, you're pissed at her.
Say you are.
You are pissed.
You want me to be?
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah, but it doesn't matter. We'll edit.
You will be anyway.
Because
by the time we get
it again?
Yeah.
You anyway.
We'll just take your words and, like, edit it all together to make it something really horrible.
All right, well, listen, thank you, and...
Dream Personalities, Don and Mike, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Much better than the Scott Farkas interview that we had.
Very well-behaved.
There's the program director up in Buffalo.
Some and, might say the difference between Des Moines and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. And Mike?
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, Dream Personality?
George Michael.
All the way.
Perfect. Every time.
And an orange Dream Personality.
Okay, now, it's time for the key. It's time for the key, the car.
Car!
You ready, Mike?
What's that?
We're giving away a new car on the show. We're only giving away a key a day. And now here's Mike to tell you about the car that you could win.
It's a brand new Jeep! The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferry's Jeep on Fairfax Circle. It comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
It's courtesy of Ferry's Jeep. Website www.4ferrish.com. This 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is worth $23,000. We're giving it away on December 12th, Friday, December 12th, less than a month away. Giving it away. We're giving away a key a day.
Mm-hmm.
So your chances of winning are good. You get $100. So call now at 877-365-3636. Two things to tell you, though. First, remember, if you're calling from somewhere outside the Washington, Baltimore area, you can win the car, but the prize is non-transferable.
Mm-hmm.
We will have somebody sit in the car with your key
right.
and attempt to start it. If it starts it, you win it, but it's no shipping.
No.
So you have to get yourself out here to drive the car home.
Yeah, FedEx hates that.
Now,
especially when somebody wants a car delivered by Christmas.
Uh-huh. Having said that, and also keep in mind, it's a car that Joe's going to be driving starting tonight.
Yeah, so we'll clean it up first.
So watch out there. How are we giving this away? How are we going to give away the $100?
Wow.
And the key? Well, Mike, it's been a hell of a long time.
Yes, it has.
It's not Hunk for Cash.
No.
But it's another three-word game. Make us laugh.
Oh, my God.
Make us laugh. And really, because we do have a bit coming up that both Mike and I like doing.
Right.
I don't know if you guys like listening to it, but we sure do like doing it. Which breaks one of those program director directions.
Right.
Don't do the show for yourself.
Yeah, it's something that pleases us.
Well, tough. Listen, we know what pleases us pleases you, so everybody's pleased at the end. It's very simple. We'll have about 10 minutes, 15 tops, but we won't need it this time on Make Us Laugh.
No, because I have a good feeling about Make Us Laugh. I have a feeling it's going to be a home run.
So you call 877-365-3636 from Canada. 800-636-1067 from Canada. And it's very simple. You just make us laugh. You have to make both Mike and I laugh at the same time.
You have to laugh at the same time, otherwise you don't win.
So call now and play Phone Jeopardy. All right. And don't forget, you're playing for a brand new car.
It's a brand new Jeep. A 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. It comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog glass, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, custom preferred packages, 2 TV at 26 feet. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now, back to you, Don.
Thank you, Mike. So if you'd like a shot to win this car, and your odds are, you know, if we only give away a key a day, that's 18. You got a 1 in 18 chance of winning.
Well, it's amazing odds.
$23,000 vehicle. So call now and make us laugh. And good. Thanks, brains. Only 17, because we gave away one key yesterday.
Right. Try getting those odds at the casino.
We'll be right back. Call us.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show. Creating their legacy. Don and Mike.
Alright, here we are. I'm going to look at this from a positive standpoint.
Okay.
Going to be optimistic, not pessimistic.
Good.
We're going to put 10 minutes on the clock, and I bet it don't take 10 minutes.
I agree. I could not feel more positive.
I'm ready to laugh. You're ready to laugh.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh at things that I've never laughed at before.
Really?
Yep.
There's a black guy, a Jewish guy. No, I'm just going to a setup that normally would make you.
Watch me.
Okay.
You know what? And I'll laugh, and you won't.
Wow.
Okay. That is a challenge.
Here we go.
Not.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Bring it on.
A simple concept. You make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Make me and Mike laugh together. Tell me when the clock starts,
we'll
Robbie.
Start with the first joke.
Oh, here we go. And
thanks. Joke.
Thanks. Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Oh, I wish you was a little bar soap. Oh, I wish you was a little bar soap. I could slip the angle slidey up Geronimo's behind me. Oh, I wish it was a little bar so.
Are you laughing at that?
Smiling. Smiling. I'm not laughing at you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hello.
See, we're taking live on-screen calls here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Why is it so hard for a woman to take a pee in the morning?
Why?
You ever tried to peel open a grilled cheese?
Have you ever tried to peel open the grilled cheese?
A grilled cheese.
He's making a cheese.
No, I get jokes.
Vaginal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. See, that's funny.
Thank you.
Vaginal funny.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike. You called and said that your wife's vagina was like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Now, continue. Let's discharge our duty here.
You probably win. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Joe screens for Mike and Don. He'll tolerate a dumbass wrong. If your comments are bored, then your mother's a whore. So go back to smoking your bong.
Very clever. Very, very clever.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please make us laugh. And let me just say to any new listeners, like those flocking to the radios now in Des Moines, we understand that the charm of this is that none of these people are funny.
Yeah, don't think that we're actually trying to entertain you right now. That would be a very big mistake.
We just want to laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's another one of those bits that we're doing for us, not for you.
But I would also say, for that caller or the email or whatever we were aware of, we do get successful callers on Make Us Laugh.
Yeah, we have winners. Hi, Don and Mike.
Guten Tag, wie geht's?
Doing fine.
I would like to AFRS with the Eiffel Tower.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, what did the Mexican firefighter call his two sons?
What?
Jose and Jose B.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Guy walks up to a bartender and says, give me 7 shots of tequila. Man, what you celebrating? He goes, my first BJ. Well, man, let me get you another drink on the house. Man, if 7 shots of tequila doesn't get the taste out of my mouth.
Can't get the taste out of my mouth.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, what's the difference between a woman and a fridge?
What?
Fridge doesn't fart when you pull your meat out of it.
That's a gay guy thing. That's not a woman.
Got it wrong.
Right. Come on. It's a fag joke. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, in respect of Native American Awareness Month, I want to talk to you about my best friend who died tragically, Running Bear. He was my good friend in high school. He had a drinking problem. He enjoyed to drink iced tea. He tragically drowned in his own TP.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Husband walks into to the bedroom, and his wife's standing there in front of the mirror, and she starts complaining that her boots are too small. So he tells her to go get a roll of toilet paper and rub it in between her breasts. So she looks at him, and she says, you're crazy. What's that going to do? And he says, I don't know, but it sure as hell worked on your ass.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, dear.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Are you there? All right, Don and Mike, make us laugh. Hello.
What do you call 2 Latinos playing basketball?
What do you call 2 Latinos playing basketball?
One-on-one.
It's a trend.
We both smiled. You should know that.
We smiled. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
At an entertainment news today, radio personality Bill O'Reilly, inspired by his flagship station WJFK, began offering his listeners fart jokes and naked chicks on the sevens. I'm stock competitor.
All right, thanks for trying. Hi, Don and Mike Show. I mean, at least the guy was tracking.
Everybody's trying. I'm pleased with all these.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up here?
Are people having trouble hearing?
Maybe it's just on the digital.
I can relate to that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Mark from Toronto. How are you?
Oh, Mark. Well, there you go.
Rob, there is no need to put him behind the eight ball immediately because he is one of our northern friends.
You know what?
And how come you didn't make, excuse me for a second, sir, this time won't count against you at the contest. Yeah. How come you didn't make a deaf joke about Mike?
You want me to make a deaf joke about Mike?
No, I'm talking to Rob because Rob made a blind joke about me. Mm-hmm.
Well, he wouldn't do it anyway.
Hey, now we're laughing.
Not bad.
All right. Well, I'm ready to win the car.
All right, go.
I want to answer the skill testing question.
Go, just make us laugh.
I want to answer the skill testing question.
No, that's not a joke.
That's not a joke.
Oh, F Canada.
Well, no.
You were right. He was a good caller.
Hey, come on, Baldy.
Sorry. Said it. Said the word. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, what's the definition of gross?
What?
When you open your refrigerator and your bumper is farts at you.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hi, guys. What do you call Rusty Ford paying for sex?
What?
Cow tipping.
Cow tipping. Yeah, okay. Hello. That's a show historian.
Yeah, that's going way back.
It's funny on some level. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, why do women wear makeup and perfume?
I don't know. Why do women wear makeup and perfume?
Because they're ugly and they smell bad.
Okay, I did laugh. But I just want to say,
that wouldn't have been a full flip.
A lot of it had to do with the dumb guy delivery.
Right. That helped.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Fellas, why the blonde F a Mexican?
Why?
Because her teacher told her to go home and do an essay.
Do an essay?
I don't get it at all.
Explain that to me. Is that pig laugh?
Did we miss something?
Essay.
To do an essay?
Yeah. We don't get it.
Mexican, an essay.
Right, we don't get it.
ASA.
What?
Wait, did you just make that up?
No.
Oh, what the hell is it?
It had to have.
Run this by us again now.
You never heard a Latino say, hey, S.A.?
No.
No, we never have.
Where are you calling from?
All right. Fairfax.
Okay.
All right.
S.A.?
Bye-bye.
I've heard Poppy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going? What do you call an Ethiopian with a pancake on his head?
What do you call an Ethiopian with a pancake on his head?
Yeah.
What?
A nail.
A what?
A nail.
A nail. Not funny. It just was too hard to get through it. But we both were.
If you had had
there was some potential there.
If he had had the good delivery, that guy could have had the key. Buzz, I'll explain it to you during the commercial.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right, Meg's laugh.
Okay, Don, you can appreciate this. My son came home from school today. He told me his teacher told him to use the word ozonol in a sentence. Not for a minute. He says, okay, me and my dad were sitting watching the football.
All right, here's a hint. Just tell the joke. Don't try to personalize it for either one of us. I don't even know what that joke was.
You like this one, Don. Here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, make us laugh, please.
Now I get it.
There's this little boy. He's half black, half Jewish.
Yeah.
He's walking home from school. He sees a bicycle for sale. He goes home and asks his daddy. He says, Dad, is I more black or is I more Jewish? His dad said, I don't know. Why? Said, I see a bike for sale. I didn't know if I should try to steal the damn thing or do him down.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
Make us laugh.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
What did the leper say to the hooker after sex?
What did the leper say to the hooker? Oh, we've had this one before.
I'm sorry. Keep the tip.
Keep the tip. Right. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Don?
Yes. Make us laugh, honey.
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Because he was dead.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Hello?
Give me some chapstick.
Hold on, my bill. That's my
thing.
I didn't have the right button. Can you go again?
Doug walks into a pharmacy and says, give me some chapstick. Just put it on my bill.
Okay. Oh, boy. I shouldn't have asked for that one again. Hi, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Yeah, my mother's a whore. My mother's a whore.
This is make us laugh, not say the obvious.
Right.
And this is the two-minute warning now you're hearing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Make us laugh.
How do Koreans get their dogs to roll over?
How do Koreans get their dollars?
Dogs.
How do the Koreans get their dogs to roll over?
They put them on a rotisserie.
All right. Thank you, Marble Mouth.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Wet my beak.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Say Misty four times.
Misty.
Misty, N-I-S-T-E.
Misty?
You mean F is in Frank?
F is in
Hello, town. Communicate, please.
Okay. You want us? What is the word you want us to say?
Misty, N like Norman, I, S like Sam, P like Peter, E like Edward.
Nispy.
Penis.
It's penis backwards.
Okay.
And it just cracked her up.
God. Hello.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He's still laughing somewhere.
Hello.
Whatever. I'm going to give you, if I say 1,195, you say 1,196. The next number high, okay?
All right.
1,195.
1,196.
1,197.
1,198.
1,199.
2,000.
1,200.
1,200, that's right. See, I blew it. Yeah, it was. Yeah, what's that? What's this, some brain teaser?
F you.
I'm
out of here.
Well, F you then.
We're not from Canada.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. Thanks, Buzz.
What's the difference between a black chick's scooter and a bowling ball?
What?
Somehow or another, you'll find a way to eat the bowling ball.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, make us laugh.
Is that me?
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you're the last shot here.
Well, it's a hair lip joke. This hair lip walks into a bar and he says to the bar, hello?
See, the thing is, you don't go into it, I think, saying it's a hair lip joke.
No, it's...
Right?
So he says to the bartender, hey, bartender, give me a beer, wouldn't you?
As a connoisseur... Wait, stop. Slow down. We have a point of order here. Okay. As a connoisseur of hair lip jokes, it is acceptable to go into the hair lip joke. By saying it's a hair lip.
And I understand you have to say it because...
You either say that or you say guy with a hair lip.
But okay. You'd have to say it because you're going to be talking...
Right.
Right. You still stink, though.
Pardon me?
I said you stink.
Not yet.
You going to let him tell the hair lip joke?
Go ahead.
It's pretty funny. So he's having a great day. He pours him a beer, and he downs the beer. And he says, "Hey, Merzinger, that's the best beer I've ever had. Give me another one." Pours him another one. Downs it again. "Hey, bartender, give me one more, but I'm going to go to the bathroom." So he goes to the bathroom. 5 minutes later, busy Friday afternoon, no hair lip. 10 minutes later, no hair lip. 15 minutes later, out of the bathroom comes the hair lip. "Jesus Christ, every day it happens to me. My day's going so good and this happens." The bartender says, "Well, what happened?" "I was in the bathroom. Everything was going great. I'm just about to zip it up. I feel a gun at the side of my head." Guy says, "You're going to service my account or I'm going to blow your brains away." And
let me
the
just, let me
says,
just, let me
"What
just,
happened?"
Please say, this better be funny.
You didn't hear any gunshots, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't. I knew halfway through, and I take responsibility for this.
May God kill you this Christmas. May Jesus strike down upon you with the wrath, the furious indignation that he felt as he was being dragged through the streets of Jerusalem this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
No need for that person to be a hairlip in that joke.
No.
Well, I hate to split hairs, but...
Well, now we're just bringing the whole thing down even further than it already is. Can it be brought down any further? I don't
the guy's still on the phone. Like what? Like we're going to say, "Congratulations, you win the car"?
Hello?
Well, now what are you doing?
He's still there. This is a nutty show.
Sure.
Hey, dude.
He might be gone now.
Did he leave?
Yeah, that's it.
He didn't even tell us about his mom.
He clicked. All right, then.
We should have at least gotten that.
Yeah. There's going to be one bonus call. Mike, pick the line.
Four.
Foreign or domestic?
Foreign.
Foreign, which means we are going possibly to Canada. Line four. Don and Mike, are you calling from Canada?
Canada?
Are you calling from Canada?
No.
But you got through on the Canadian line anyway. What's your name?
Mark.
Where are you from, Mark?
Gaithersburg.
I reject it. Mark is too slow in answering the questions to be able to be allowed to tell a joke.
Don and Mike show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. All right, go.
I'm taking it all off. So anyway, I know I missed the timer, but I feel bad you guys didn't get a laugh, so I got a couple for you here.
No, just
one,
just,
what do hillbillies do on Halloween?
Just one. Just one.
Pick the best one.
Go.
What do hillbillies do on Halloween?
What?
Pumpkin.
F Canada.
I win. I win. You're laughing.
No, you don't win.
No. You don't win.
No.
Okay. But you're still laughing.
Yeah, we're laughing at the absurdity of it all.
Bye-bye. Well, sometimes that's how it goes on Make Us Laugh, that many times we'll go to another break of this.
I hate it when we leave unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Are you contemplating just moving forward?
Well, I'm thinking about the
I don't want to be responsible for it. I always want to get that payoff.
Yeah. But if we do another segment of this...
Yes, we will. No one will be listening.
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, those calls, those were bad. Those are some bad make us laugh.
Pumpkin! Really? It's like 700 years old.
Really a bad one. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, hi. Not that.
No, your phone's horrible.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Pick me.
God, we're trying so hard.
People aren't even answering the phone. I mean, they're not even communicating.
The guy just said, pick me. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mine's a true story. I was in a store the other day, and I heard a little girl, like 4 years old, screaming at her mom, "Mom, you have gum in your hair. Mom, you have gum in your hair." Took me a while to figure out what she was saying.
Sorry, the pause was just too great.
Mom, you have gum in your... Oh, mom, you have gum in your hair. Mom, you have gum in your hair. So the little girl was saying that mom has jizz in her hair?
Yeah, well, yes.
True story.
That's what I thought.
True story.
That's what he said.
Oh, that's right. That was
so that was it?
True. Yes, truly happened.
Yeah.
I promise.
It truly happened. Well, listen, here's good news for you. Are you listening?
Yes.
Shut up!
No,
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on,
shut up. We really mean it.
Come on, Governor.
We really
shut up. Hey, thanks, guys.
Right. Bye-bye. Well, thank you.
See you later.
Shut up.
At least he could have shared the funny part of that story. It was his wife.
Listen, the key is still out there. We tried to give it away with a contest today. We didn't do it.
Right.
We're going to move on with the show. We love Tobacco Road. But then again, we also love Mega's Laugh.
We do. Look at that. Just look at those people standing by.
It's just really stunk. And now the lines are hotter now than they've ever been.
Well, the tradition of Mega's Laugh always indicates that the funnier jokes come in the second segment.
No, that's always the people calling in saying...
That are too dumb to get through in the first segment.
I've got the one that's funny that, right, that you guys right. didn't get
this
on the air
it.
Before.
Yeah.
This is really the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll try this one. Don and Mike, hello. Are you there?
Don and Mike.
Before you say anything, have you heard these calls we've been taking?
Yes, I have.
Do you really think yours is funny?
I hope so.
No, see...
Yes, I do. I think it's funny. It cracked me up when I heard it, and it's short and sweet.
All right, go.
What do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe?
What?
Roberto.
All right, I laughed. Mike didn't.
Mm-hmm. But right. I smiled.
Thank you, though.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now I think we can end this with some dignity and just go to break.
Okay.
Let that be the last word on this, Roberto.
Very good.
Roberto.
You're going to make me be responsible for it, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
I really love it. You know I love it. I love it and I hate it. It causes controversy, yes. Makes me angry, makes me happy, makes me laugh, makes me cry.
Here's the thing. What if we do it again and then we don't have a winner?
Then I accept full responsibility.
Okay.
But none of the blame.
All right, well, Robbie, we'll reschedule the Tobacco Road. Okay.
I think we'll, yeah. I'll tell you something.
Shut up! Because Mike said
we're gonna weed through them.
We're gonna find a winner.
And I will be positive in the second segment as well.
Really?
I promise you this.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Pick it up, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
How you doing?
Mega
Smile. What do you call a dog that has no legs?
What?
You take him out. What do you do with a dog that has
I know.
No,
you blew it.
You blew it. Sure you want to continue this?
Yeah, I'll do it. What do you
no,
do
I'm talking dog? To Mike. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
What do you do with a dog that has no legs?
What?
You take him out for a drag.
All right. I just want to say that call.
He loved it.
That call brought to you by Mike.
Oh, you know, that's really nice. That is really nice. Oh, you're having a good time, aren't you, ass? You ass. You silly, silly ass.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, God, I messed it up.
Oh, yeah, you messed it up.
Because it was so complicated.
You messed it up.
Hey, Don.
What?
My hemorrhoids still bleed.
All right. Terrific.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Carrot Top.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. We'll be back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
The Don and Mike Show. Come and taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Come and taste some white pee.
No matter what
Yay. You are. Come taste some number three.
Tasty.
Let's see. Dinner on the Mayflower. This is another crazy, funny idea on the show. See, because the Pilgrims came over here on the Mayflower.
Come on now, it's great.
So next Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, we're doing a show. We're going to have an actual Mayflower movie van downstairs in the parking garage. And we want a family to come down, a real family, to have a real catered Thanksgiving meal. It'll all be on the radio, on the air, from the Mayflower moving van, mm-hmm. And the dinner is courtesy of, it'll be served by the beautiful women of the Crystal City Restaurant.
Ooh.
See them just as you would see them on stage.
Wow.
Up to 20 people. Winning family also gets $500.
All right.
We're going to read more of these entries tomorrow and try to pare the field down. So you want to send us a note telling us why we should select your family. Send it to Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Good.
All right, and we'll read more of those tomorrow. And now, because Mike asked for it,
I take full responsibility. And you know what? I'm going to take some of the blame as well.
Wow. Remember that we're playing for the brand new Jeep Liberty Mike.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. It comes equipped with high vibe frequencies, analog four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, center windows, gas, aluminum wheels, and the customer preferred package is 2TV and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Nicely done.
Thank you. You caught me. You were waiting all show to do that, weren't you?
Yeah, but you know what? You picked it up then.
Yeah, I did. Well, you got
the stuff at the end when you just started doing the aga.
But got a clock right here.
Back to you, Don.
Right here in the brain.
We are giving away a 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. This car is worth over $23,000, and we're only giving away 18 keys. So you got a 1 in 18 shot. All you have to do now is to win the key and $100 is make us laugh.
Good.
And Rob, I'm looking here. So we get two full segments of buzz. We have only 8 minutes.
Nine?
No, only eight.
All right.
Only eight.
8 minutes.
I tell you what, no. In honor of Crazy Ravens President Dan Snyder. Oh, douchebag, no. Dan Snyder. Dave Modell, nice guy. See, both names start with D.
Can we go with 7 minutes?
Yeah, seven. Because that's his number.
It's lucky.
Because that's his lucky
You'll
number.
You'll see.
Are you ready?
I'll start with the first gag.
Okay, here we go. Don and Mike, because Mike asked for a second round of Make Us Laugh. Mike, if it works out, you're a hero.
Well, I sure hope so. If it doesn't, I'll just prepare my body for those bus wheels.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Us Laugh.
Off to a rip-roaring start.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Us Laugh. Hello?
Hello?
Make Us Laugh.
Why does Arnold Schwarzenegger marry?
Who?
And then he was gone. You Hello? Just hit a button, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You hit something and he was gone.
I didn't touch anything.
Are you trying to sabotage this to make me look bad?
Trust me, Mike, no.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's my whole deal is forget about the fact that you and I have to get good ratings and everything.
Right.
I want a segment to tank just so I can say, ha!
It could happen.
Hello, make us laugh.
Hello, this Jewish kid walks up to his dad and says, hey, Dad, can I have $20? And his dad says, $10, what do you need $5 for?
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, I am really, really
Don
sorry.
Don and Mike Show, make us laugh.
Yeah, this girl walks into a bar, asks the bartender, can I have 20 whiskey sours? And the bartender says, 20 whiskey sours? And she says, yeah, 20 whiskey sours. And six guys over in the corner saying, Yeah, give it to her. She drinks 20 whiskey sours, passes out of the bar, the six guys in the corner take her in the back and bang her. She walks in the next night.
So I say it's funny so far.
Yeah.
Walks into the bar the next night, says to the bartender, can I have 20 whiskey sours? The bartender says, you sure, 20 whiskey sours? She says, yeah, 20 whiskey sours.
Yes, all right, come on.
The six guys in the corner say, Yeah, give it to her. She drinks them, passes out, they take her in the back, bam.
All right, 20 guys. Okay, now, here we go.
Walks in the next night.
The next night, she walks and says to the bartender.
Not 20 screwdrivers. The bartender says, I thought you liked whiskey sours. She said,
Here's the thing. We have a winner. We have a winner.
Just can't play it.
But the punchline could not be repeated on the air.
I will tell you, we have a winner. This is how good the joke is. This guy won in spite of probably the worst delivery I've ever heard.
He's the biggest idiot walking
and
mumbled.
Absolute moron.
The joke
won in spite of him.
Yep. So, to summarize, she goes in, has six, what was the first
could drink? You, John, I have a question.
Yeah.
Could you use the medical word?
Yeah,
and what if
she has? She has six whiskey sours, and then six guys bang her. She goes in the next night, she has her 20 whiskey sours, 20 guys bang her. Then she goes in the next night, and she says, I'd like 20 screwdrivers. And the bartender says, why? And she says,
whiskey sours make my vagina hurt.
He said a word that we can't
And it's
say
better, it and the word that he used is better.
It is better.
And it's a funny joke.
It's very funny.
If I'd have said the initial, it wouldn't have been as funny.
This may be the dumbest guy that's ever won on Make Us Laugh.
Can't understand a word he says.
And no, he's marble mouth.
And the thing is, his delivery was awful.
Yeah. But where the punchline worked.
Where you knew it was, she goes in the first time, then she goes in the...
We hadn't heard it, which is always a nice criteria.
Mike,
There you go.
Hero.
Yes, sir, you
there
made me out to be a hero. Thank you.
There you go. And you, my friend.
Wow.
You blooming idiot. What is your name?
Jeff.
Joe, where are you from?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
You wouldn't be able to understand it, Don, because right. It all comes out like...
I'm sorry,
Jeff. I'm from Pasadena.
Pasadena, beautiful. Jeff, you've won $100 in cash.
Wow.
And one of 18 keys we're giving away. We want to see you down here.
We're going to catch heat for letting this joke win, though, because there are going to be people that have heard it.
Screw them.
Well, you know, we've never heard
we've
it.
Never
right?
heard it. Right.
We've never heard it. We've never heard it. And that was with us on Make Us Laugh. That is the honest reaction.
Absolutely.
We want to see you here Friday, December 12th. You've won $100. $100 and a 1 in 18 chance. If your key starts the 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, you win the car.
Cool.
But we won't ship it.
For information on the car, go to www.forfarish.com.
And thank the guy that told you that joke, sir, because yeah. I bet he told it better than you did.
All right, Andy.
Oh, I think Christopher Reeve tells the story better than this guy does.
I would say this is the worst delivery that's ever won on Make Us Laugh.
True. And why?
I was a little nervous, man.
Why did you just say Andy?
Because you should thank the guy that told me the joke.
Andy's the guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's making sense. He told a good joke
in his own way.
He's just not a great communicator.
Oh well.
Congratulations.
Hey, you won, sir. You made me look good.
Winner.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You made us laugh, and that is a funny joke,
yeah.
But you are just a Nimrod. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Can't wait to meet him.
Look forward to see
meet him at the Dog Drag.
See you on the 18th. All right, well, that's how it happened.
Well, I knew it.
It's a winner on
a little long. Well, I knew it was going to happen.
You did know it.
Absolutely.
Now he's qualified for the new car.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. It comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer-preferred packages, 2TV and 26V. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
There you go, Mike. Thank you.
Hero. Thank you.
You can see a picture of that on WJFK.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm looking ahead now to tomorrow's show.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you that we are going to do this tobacco road bit that we didn't do today. We're going to get to that tomorrow. That's a guarantee. Oh, and man, you don't even have to be buzzed and have a grid to know that tonight there's good TV shows on.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, I was just actually listening to one of the horrendous commercials we play. And you know, it's that time of the year in radio when there are only two sponsors, mm-hmm. either television or cars.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's impossible to separate. You know, you would think.
Yeah, you try, but you
go, and when you're playing the commercials, you think you go, okay, car, TV, car, TV, car, TV, but we can't.
Right.
So a lot of times we end up running like 8 TV commercials in a row.
But we're only about 6 days away from the jewelry onslaught.
Yeah.
And that'll help
right.
break
holidays.
Coming. Holidays.
But I heard the commercial that, if I'm not wrong, tonight on Fox, there's a new Simpsons, and then there's the new 24.
Wow.
And then after that, there's the new CSI Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not bad, is what you're saying, right? You okay?
Hold on,
he's going to cough something up.
Yeah,
there hang in there, Don.
Look it up.
Now my ears are plugged.
Yawn.
Ma. Ma. Ma.
Oh, man.
Ah.
The softball.
Here you go.
Oh, God.
So, anywho. Wow. Sorry about that. Tomorrow, we'll whatever I was saying, we'll do. Wow, I got a rush from that. You ever
yeah,
get
you a little dizzy?
Are you seeing stars?
You ever get a rush when you,
yeah.
do, when you just cough too loudly?
You see the little points of light?
I love that.
So anyway, yeah, tonight, the 24 is on. Love that show. CSI is on. And tomorrow, yes, Rob. And now, this is the joke with Rob and I every day. That I plan around what I think we're going to do on the show.
I know what it is.
And then I talk to Charlie, and then I talk to Rob. And today I said to Rob, without fail,
Jerry.
You get out the Jerry Lewis telephone tapes.
Promise.
Today's going to be the day.
Today.
I said, look at, uh-huh. look at my computer. Yeah. I gave it two segments,
yeah.
and we never got to it. Never.
Wow.
Tomorrow we'll get to the Jerry Lewis stuff.
Okay, sure.
Oh, F you, Buzz. Plus, Tobacco Road, and we'll give away another key for the car tomorrow, and we're going to have to try to get this list of people down for the Mayflower thing. And I've also got something about how many idiotic radio stations are playing all Christmas music now
mm-hmm.
in many markets that we broadcast to. You have,
and we can only make fun of this for like one more week.
Yeah, but because after Thanksgiving, it's okay to play Christmas music.
Right.
But now in some of the markets we broadcast to, I think San Francisco is one, there are four radio stations
mm-hmm.
that are currently playing all Christmas music.
They're going to cancel Christmas if they keep it up.
That's right.
In this one market. And what we've got here is another article from the radio magazine. Programmers who have solved the problem of playing 2 months' worth of Christmas music.
Yeah, because it's a solvable problem.
And, they've figured a way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the songs, I think you'll be surprised by what the number one most played Christmas song is.
Hmm.
I think you'd be surprised because all these idiot radio guys, they got nothing else to do.
Right.
Dreidel?
They sit around. No, Mike, wrong.
Sorry.
Wrong.
I'm sorry. I can only do so much. I saved that segment.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And, what is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, police swarm Michael Jackson's Neverland. It's about a boy.
Yeah, and listen, folks, all day long we laid off this thing because we want to give Buzz time. And Buzz, just tell us, do they have any new information beyond when we were coming into work and they were breaking on CNN?
We know more than we did 4 hours ago, but there's still a lot of mystery. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
No. Any diaper rash? any?
Well, that seems inevitable.
Any photograph?
We'll have to wait and see.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Because it made the vagina.
Yeah, but the joke doesn't work with vagina.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, don't be a pussy.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Always the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Oh, yeah. Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz is brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancers. Doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888 Try D Max. Do you like your song sexually provocative and loud and overproduced? Raspberry! Call 100 right now. Do we just have too much stuff to do and give away now?
Isn't it great?
It's always like this at the end of the year. And if you're just listening to the show, congratulations. You've tuned in at the best time.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally speaking, we suck from January until about the end of October.
Right.
But November and December.
Oh, my God.
We really put a little thought into the show.
You have come to the right place.
And we got stuff to give away almost all the time.
It's unbelievable.
The other 10 weeks, we just come in and, let's be honest, we just wing it.
Yeah, but you are awarding prizes always.
Always in these times.
It's good.
So call now, call 100 for the National Lampoon thing. And while you're dialing, here's a Buzz. And
that's
right. Let's talk about diarrhea. Let's talk about diaper rash. Let's talk about boys whose testicles haven't dropped yet. Let's talk about Michael Jackson.
About 70 sheriff's deputies swarmed onto Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch this morning armed with a search warrant. The Santa Barbara DA's office says it's part of an ongoing investigation, but Court TV says it's because of a new charge of sexual abuse from a 12-year-old boy. Jacko wasn't home at the time of the raid, and his spokespeople have been unavailable. 9 years ago, a 14-year-old boy made similar charges, which went away after a cash settlement from Jackson.
Now, Buzz,
yes?
I'm going to be shocking here.
All right.
Doing something
okay.
Careful.
There was that other disc jockey, the fat Elton John guy, who announced the name of Kobe Bryant's accuser.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I've got the name of the kid.
Do you? Okay.
Now, Don, I really want to urge you that you... I can't necessarily support you.
The boy's name is... I'll tell you after the commercial.
Right.
After the giveaway, not the commercial.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you call 100.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, the kid's name is...
George Michael.
Poor Georgie.
You've won the National Lampoon Ultimate Vacation Collection on DVD, plus a $50 gift certificate to Outback Steakhouse.
Outback, get it?
Sunday night at 8, 7 Central on CBS Superstation, a brand-new comedy that gives holiday tradition the bird, National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Reunion. Now, you've also qualified for another giveaway. Friday, we're giving away... 2 round-trip airline tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S. Ooh. To escape your family after Thanksgiving. This is from TBS Superstation National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Reunion. Make sure you're listening to the show this Friday.
Very good.
Because you got a 1 in 10 shot of winning that.
I'll definitely be listening.
Do you remember the name of the boy that Michael Jackson allegedly touched?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Let me give you a hint.
George Michael.
Do you know the name of the boy now?
George Michael.
Yeah.
Winner.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. Now, Buzz, more about George.
Yeah, more.
Baby George.
9 years ago, a 14-year-old boy, similar charges. Now, back in January, Jackson said he enjoys sharing his bed with young boys, but denied any sexual intent.
Oh, and here's the other boy you mentioned, who's 14.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it's true.
George Michael.
Michael's new greatest hits album was released today, and CBS, which hired Michael for a rating sweep special after canceling the Reagan movie.
There you go. Yeah, right.
CBS. Leslie Moonves.
They may be again without a big draw. Michael Jackson's always said his father beat him. His father now says there were no beatings. Whippings, yes. Beatings, no. Quoting Joe, I whipped him with a switch and a belt. I never beat him.
Joe.
You beat someone with a stick. In an interview with...
You mean his dad is Joe Jackson?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Is she really going out with him?
Different Joe Jackson.
Stepping out. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
I never knew that was
Joe. Michael Jackson's dad who used to whip him.
Joe Jackson. Different guy. In an interview with the BBC, Papa Jackson also...
Wasn't he shoeless?
No, that was even a different Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
That was the Black Sox scandal.
Several. In an interview with the BBC, Papa Jackson also says he thinks his son is fairly intelligent, but may have a few screws loose. Dad does not like it when we call Michael Wacko Jackson.
Shut up!
According to Joe, that means crazy.
So, Buzz, what is the bottom line on this? The cops...
Bottom line, huh?
The cops...
I think you just covered it.
The anal cleft on this of the story. The cops break into the Neverland Ranch. Have they found anything yet?
They haven't said. You have to guess, though, from the number of deputies, 70, the early morning raid, 8:30, at a time Michael wasn't there. You got to wonder if maybe they don't think they have something. So, but, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
I would think they would be aware that he wasn't on the property and also that they would probably be looking for evidence, which might very well be found, like, on the Internet.
Exactly.
Can I just throw this out?
I understand also they found Gregory Peck alive.
Oh, no.
If I could just throw this out, I know this is crazy.
Right.
But I would think that when you say Michael Jackson now to anybody, the first thing would probably be freak. Maybe in the top three would be a musical genius, and kid toucher would have to be in your top three. So let's say you're having a meeting with Michael Jackson. You say, listen, you are known as the king of pop, a freak, kid toucher. Mm-hmm. And really a lot of times... It's Kid Toucher, then King of Pop.
Yep.
So listen, being as you're already known throughout the world as a Kid Toucher, you have an album coming out on Tuesday. It's pretty much a POS.
Mm-hmm.
We really can't think of another way for you to get into the newspapers unless perhaps we tell the cops that you've got some Kid Toucher stuff at your house.
Right. And then there's nothing there.
Yeah, if that's the case. But
you really think that you give him that much credit?
Yeah. Well, he's lost an awful lot of money for Sony Records.
He's wasted a lot of money, too.
And he desperately needs to have a hit record. And, like, one more kid saying he's a kid toucher, that's gonna hurt his image?
No way.
I don't know.
No way.
I heard it from the little boy.
George Michael.
He told you?
He told me.
Yeah, now I believe it.
Well, as for Dad's interview with the BBC, Dad won't talk about the plastic surgeries. He did say he makes his son so nervous that Michael actually throws up whenever they see each other.
Joe, you know, you're probably right. Of course I'm talking out of my ass here. But I wouldn't be surprised if on some level there are executives at the record companies saying, well, you know what? There could be worse things.
We got the product anyway. We got to release it.
He's going to be on the front page of the newspaper now. Everybody thinks he's a kid toucher.
But
anyway,
hasn't it demonstrated really that does? People aren't going to buy his product because of this stuff. It might get him publicity, but people, you know, his album sales have tanked for years.
Yeah,
and they really that coincided with all this crap that was released. Don't you think?
Well, is it an indictment then of those people who bought his album since we found out that he was touching kids? Are they condoning that then?
Well, I just think that people in general do not buy the records from Michael Jackson the way they used to. And yeah. I think a lot of the reason for that is because of all these allegations.
But I think he's going to do okay with this because it's Christmas and it's a greatest hit CD. And not like having to deal with his new music.
Yeah, because nothing looks better when the kids are opening up the presents.
Well, right. Buy it for a grown-up.
George Michael.
And having to go, hey, it's Michael Jackson. Kids, leave the room, please.
God.
Oh, man.
When asked if he wishes his son had a girlfriend or boyfriend, Father Joe, answered, what are you trying to say? That Michael's gay? We don't believe in gays. I can't stand them. End quote.
He's a special man.
A little telling, isn't it?
Let me just say this.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Enough said. Enough said. Finally, somebody making sense of this whole crazy story.
Right, and an accomplished musician in his own right, Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson.
Liza Minnelli, already being sued by her estranged husband, is now suing him.
Where's our Liza tape? Robbie, chop chop, please. Be a deer and grab that tape.
This new lawsuit against David Guest claims he stole money from her, constantly berated her in public, and tried to fire any of her people who would question his ethics. The lawsuit says he turned down jobs for her if the job didn't also include him. And that, she says, drove off other jobs.
Liza Minnelli.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
There it is.
Did I get you without?
You got me totally.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
Liza says David Guest is engaged in a wholesale pattern of improper conduct.
Ms. Minnelli, your room service is here, Ms. Minnelli.
The kind of ugliness we expect from this divorce. He started it by suing her for getting drunk and beating him up.
Yeah, Liza's very upset.
Ms. Minnelli, your bagel with cheese is here.
There she is.
That's not a good one.
Hold on. We'll work our way around it.
Thank you, Ms. Minnelli.
Hold on. We three or four more good ones. Okay, then. Let's see. Liza, is this it, Robbie?
That's a good one.
Okay, so here we go.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
Thanks, Liza.
Where's the McWilliams burp?
Oh, it's two more?
Yeah,
one more. Okay, then you got...
No, this is Tim.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
All right, let me give it to you again.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
Always love that one.
Now I'm laughing.
There we go.
And where are the Lizas of tomorrow coming from? Well, it wouldn't be a normal news day if we ignored the latest ramblings of Britney Spears. She now tells the BBC she's a role model.
She was a whore.
A role model for young girls in spite of her naughty magazine pictures and her song about pleasuring herself. Mm. She goes on to say parents should not worry if their daughters try to emulate her. Don't worry, parents. Quoting Britney, they should trust their kids. She also doesn't like being criticized for smoking in public. Quoting her, people have to realize you're human just like anyone else and give you a break.
But see, she smokes with her vagina.
Oh. Yeah, it's an amazing show.
Because the bartender told me.
Yeah.
That it was after she had all the whiskey sours.
Yeah, and then switched to screwdrivers.
And why'd you switch to screwdrivers, Mike?
Because basically it's one reason. I'm not sure whether I can share it on the air.
Oh. Mike, you can't say that.
Hey, Mike dropping the bomb. Mike having to be the leader.
What a hoot. It's so totally refreshing. Hey, I was just weighing it. That's why I delayed.
Way to go. Tell us about that car.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle. It comes equipped with high back bucket seats, battery life, four-wheel disc brakes, fog glass, super, 7-liter power, tech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, the customer preferred package.
Yeah, I can make it.
26 feet. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
He made it. My hero.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just to prove this can be a world without justice, the singing sex pot got her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday.
Who's this again now?
This is Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney Spears, right.
She's now part of the elite 2,400-some-odd performers who have their own sidewalk star. For what it's worth, Spears is the first female performer in the history of Billboard magazine to have her first three albums debut at number one on the pop album chart.
I'm not tired of her, incidentally. No? I just have to announce that.
Why you've grown tired of her?
I've got a radio show. I'm announcing stuff all the time. I've not grown tired of her. No. I think
she gets better looking with age.
Oh, yeah. Very easy.
I find her more fetching every time I see her.
Just turn down the sound.
Yeah, well, not even that. It's like, who cares?
Has a star.
What?
He has a star, too.
Oh, yeah, Britney Spears has a star on the Walk of Fame, and so does this guy.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Rick Dees, because if you pay $5,000, you can get your name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's all it takes.
That's the truth.
No, it is.
You pay $5,000,
right,
and you can get your name there.
Well, we ought to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, you come up with a $5,000.
Well, can't you go halfsies with me on it?
I don't want my name on that dumb road.
I don't think there's
that street.
It's a moot point because I don't think the Sharpies weren't off yet from when we put it on there.
Yes.
About 5 years ago.
We wrote our names.
We did.
We wrote our names.
We could sneak out there and, like, get a Mason. You know, I mean, it might not be exactly like they all look, but we can put one on there. I don't want it on the Hollywood Boulevard.
Mike, I make you this promise.
I want it on La Cienega.
Because I know you feel as great about our new deal with Westwood One as I do.
I do.
I will pay out of my own pocket
right, the
$5,000 it costs to get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star for this show
right,
as soon as we are cleared live in Los Angeles.
Amen. It's a deal.
Okay.
Makes sense.
It won't happen.
That will be happening never. It's like that date, write it down in your date book.
Uh-huh.
Never.
Right.
Never.
But Des Moines will be happening always.
Got a star there. Quoting Britney from yesterday's ceremony, this is something I've dreamed about since I was a little girl. Thanks for this memory. I'll never forget.
Mm. That's beautiful. She is so sweet.
Yeah.
I'd just eat her up with a spoon. I really would. Just put her like in a banana split. Big one, yeah. You know, like, I went with my wife a long time ago to the Poconos, and we actually got in one of those jacuzzis that was made like a big, gigantic
champagne glass.
Right. Wouldn't you love to just get like a the big banana split thing?
Yeah, the big dip thingies. Mm-hmm. We're getting all tongue-tied because we're talking about Britney.
Sure. Well, no.
The big, like, scoop dish?
Yeah, the glass.
Boat. The boat.
The banana boat.
Thank you.
The glass banana boat.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have a life-size one of those?
Yeah.
And she's laying in there, and she just got the nuts and the, you know.
You bet she does.
Yeah.
Oh. You got to watch out for one thing, though.
What's that?
Don't lose the spoon.
Hold on, please.
My spoon's gone.
But I found a whiskey sour. This is the craziest banana split I have ever had.
Yum, yum.
Buzz, stand by.
All right.
A full segment when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, there it is. This reminder, we're going to get very close now to picking the family for the dinner on the Mayflower with the naked ladies and the food, and you're in the moving van. And you got to send us a letter. The family wins $500. Come down. You'll be on the show next Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, when you'll be actually be eating on the Mayflower. Get it? Funny. On a Mayflower moving van. Send us a note and tell us why we should select your family. Send it to Don and Mike. Is it Don and Mike Show? What is it again? It's
Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
And something a little more than a note, please. Like an essay.
Rob Lowe.
A grand essay.
A grand essay.
I present to you,
yes,
that you have never had any of your teachers throughout all of your school ever use the word theme.
You're right.
You got it from movies and TV.
Yeah, like from a 1942 movie, like
specifically a Christmas story.
Probably.
You know what? Really, an essay would be fine. A two-paragraph essay would be fine because as much as Rob wants themes,
right?
We've received a couple that are theme. I mean, they're like 2 pages long.
No,
impossible to read all right. that junk on the radio.
All right. Not picking up.
So, you know, do a little self-editing. Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com. And the car, don't worry, Mike, done with that for today. The car will be driven by... What did you... Do you feel the need to do it again?
I was thinking... I thought... I was actually really thinking about, like, the paranoid thoughts that he'd come over and taken it away and you were going to try to dupe me and stuff like that. And then I said, no, that's not going to happen. He's thinking... And then you mentioned the car and then I was all ready to give it again.
Car? A brand new... The car... Joe will be driving it starting tonight. So we'll have those reports on the show tomorrow.
Is Joe excited about that? He should be.
Yeah, he
should
is.
Be very excited.
I've talked to him.
I think he is. Well, really, what has he said?
He's very excited, and he's excited. It's a manual transmission. He's really excited.
Is part of him nervous about the fact that it's a brand new car that he's responsible for?
Has Joe ever been nervous about anything?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think so.
Tough to read, Joe.
I think he's excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new car, though. It's a brand new Jeep.
Sure is.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Some update nuggets on our breaking news. Michael Jackson says he does not know why a search warrant was served on his Neverland Ranch.
But I don't know why.
He pledges to cooperate fully with the police in a statement issued through his spokesperson.
Let me smell your fingers, Michael.
Here you go.
They smell like B.A.
What's B.A.?
Boy's
aim.
Oh, dear me.
In a statement issued through his spokesperson, the pop singer said he cannot comment on the investigation because he doesn't yet know what it's about.
I don't know why they came down and swooped down at Neverland Ranch. I wasn't there.
You reek of boy ass.
I know I do.
And for you,
Sham on.
You CSI fans, the team of investigators includes forensic personnel.
That means is Marg Helgenberger there?
The Black Light Brigade is there.
Wow.
Along with the video team and others who are collecting evidence, Jackson's whereabouts are unknown.
I'm in hiding.
Hey, I got a question about CSI.
Okay.
Not the real CSI, the other CSI. Michael, what?
All of my art is kitsch.
On CSI Miami.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, thank God for TiVo, because you can still watch football, but then watch CSI Miami later.
Right.
When did they make Horatio's sister-in-law a star on the show?
The end of last season.
Yeah.
Is she even in the opening credits with, you know, we won't get fooled
again? I'm not sure, but they actually brought that woman to the front and Emily Proctor to the front this season.
Well, now, Emily Proctor is fine, and even that woman is fine, but it's like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she was like always just hanging around, and now...
Hey, and I know, you know, I know racing is popular, but hey, that was awful. Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
So boring.
The regular CSI last week, did we mention the condom? How fantastic that was?
Oh, my God. I don't think I saw that one yet.
Oh, it was a great one last week.
The condom?
They've had, like, the regular CSIs had two or three really, really good ones in a row.
They held up a used condom for the camera.
And it was goo coming from it.
They've never shown that on TV before.
You know whose condom it was?
Whose?
The little boy that Michael Jackson abused.
George Michael!
There it is.
That's who it was. God. So anyway, there's a CSI on tonight. Yeah. And I don't have anything against this woman. Uh-huh. Here's the plot twist, though, that I'm waiting for anybody that watches CSI Miami. I am waiting for Caruso to put the moves on this woman, because she's a piece of ass. Yeah,
just, you know, they make him out to be a little too much of a stud.
She was married to his brother,
uh-huh,
who was a cop, but was also on Smack.
Lauren Holly was a guest star this past month. Yeah. Wasn't that Lauren Holly?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Wait, no, he's not on Smack. He was on... It was something. I look at Buzz.
Little Blues, Baby Blues. I don't know.
No, I don't think he was on it. He was dealing it, and that's what got him killed.
Oh,
right?
Maybe.
But they don't know his death. His brother's death was very, very controversial.
Yeah.
And anyway, now they have Horatio, and I like it when he answers his phone. Horatio, and they all call him H.
And I'm going to make sure
H.
You go away forever.
They call me that too here at work, but you know, I get they say, hey, A H. A-H.
Yeah, you got an A.
And finally I figured out, oh, it's ass, and it's not Horatio.
No.
What? No, I bet, you know what it is? They think I'm in Courtney Love's band. They could call me whole.
You know, you want to know Horatio Caine's delivery, David Caruso on that show?
This is it.
Yeah?
Think Columbo on heroin.
All right, let's hear it.
What I want to know is why you went to the house in the first place. But I'm going to find the answer, and when I do, I'm going to put you behind bars. Now, where's the Spanish lady that I'm going to F?
And I'd love for him. Yeah. To me, that's a good plot twist on incest? CSA Miami. Yeah.
If you would love me to do that.
And it's not really incest, Buzz, because they're not blood relatives.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah,
blood relatives can do many different things.
It could happen.
Right. Yeah. That'd be like me banging my wife's sister.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen.
Yeah.
If it can happen, you're going to go away all day.
Jerry Lewis is in rehab, this time trying to wean himself off a steroid he had to take for his life-threatening respiratory condition.
Oh, no, don't tell me it's Medrol.
No, it's prednisone.
Prednisone. Same kind of thing.
This kind of rehab will help him heal and strengthen his lungs now that he stopped taking the prednisone for his pulmonary fibrosis.
Jerry?
I knew it could be good, and it was great for Jerry. Because, and you got to understand, I'm not schizophrenic. But when I write, I'm writing to him. And I know him better than anybody.
Ego.
That steroid caused him to gain so much weight, at least 50 pounds, he appeared to be incredibly bloated. He'd gained at least an extra 50. Quoting Jerry's agent, in a few months, he's going to be active again in the business. So they're optimistic. His next gig is...
What business?
March show business. Well, the show business of show.
Okay.
So did he get addicted to the steroid? No, you don't get addicted to it, but you can't just stop taking it, or you'll have adverse reactions to it, so you have to be weaned from it.
Right. Weaned? That's like a kid sucking on his mommy's teeth.
You know, what I know about that stuff, though, it's not like you go off it.
Jerry?
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway, and blood came from every opening I had. Eyes, nose, ears, name it. Blood flow like the damn dike opened up.
Wow.
What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer.
Wow, yeah.
They had me in surgery like in 20 minutes. I was bleeding to death.
Jerry's next gig is March 4th in Vegas. At the clinic, the rehab clinic, he'll swim and walk and take showbiz meetings. He'll also be dealing with the mood swings caused by the prednisone going off
Somebody
of it.
Somebody call that staff.
Let me pitch this idea right now. I got an idea. Let's see if we get a studio to back this. It's a very simple concept for a movie. It's almost a documentary.
Right.
There's no dialogue. It's simply, for an hour, you watch Jerry Lewis swim.
I'm there. I'm backing it. You've got my full support.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Eric.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey, Kane's brother was on Crystal Meth. He did it with that girl and had the baby with that girl left.
Right. Crystal Meth.
What, the girl? You mean the girl, the other investigator?
No. The junkie from last night's episode.
Oh, from last night's episode.
The junkie. I believe her name was Eric Bickle.
Hello. Money.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so have you noticed how Horatio never makes eye contact to the last word of the sentence?
Right. That's true.
What I'm wondering about is why you have chosen to leave the state.
It doesn't really work on the radio, but...
I know.
It works
I
here.
Just did it to Don, though.
I know. Yeah, Mike did it perfectly.
Thanks, gentlemen.
You ever wonder on CSI, though, really why... And I know that, you know, they're crime scene investigators, but even if they walk into a room that's totally illuminated, sunlight pouring through the windows, all the lights on, they'll still pull out those little Larry Flint, look at the vagina...
The pen lights.
Extra light.
Extra light.
You don't want to miss a thing. Not a hair, not a fiber.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. The last we heard, the movie about Ronald Reagan...
I got nothing.
Me either. Vagina. I just don't have another chance to say that word.
Whiskey sour.
We're shock jocks and screwdrivers.
Sure. Right.
And man, does my vagina hurt. Ouch.
In sports, a steroid may have just won most valuable player.
Yeah, what is it? Sore.
Barry Bonds just won the honor for an unprecedented sixth time. It's his third win in a row. This should be a lesson for all you young ball players. And Tampa Bay wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson's looking for a new team. The Bucs deactivated Johnson for the rest of the year, and they're expecting to trade him after the season.
You are effing me.
No, you didn't know that?
No.
Front office says Johnson has made it clear he doesn't want to stay there. A little problem with the coaches.
Okay.
And
Gruden just said F him.
They say the situation's become distracting for the team.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Hey, Snyder. Hey, douche. Snyder. Two things. First, spent the weekend with the Baltimore Ravens. I did. Real quality team. I saw how a real organization works. Second, the Washington Redskins. This is exactly the problem. The team sucks. You know what you do? You fire some guys. You get it. You got 29 sacks. You got 8,000 holding penalties. You fire these guys. That's why Gruden's the man. I mean, come on. He's getting his ass kicked.
And he puts his superstar on the shelf.
He stands up every week at the press conference and says, "We suck. We can't." I saw Gruden after the Green Bay game. Of course, I'm ecstatic the Packers won.
Mm-hmm.
But Gruden said, they said, what's your goal for next week? And he said, my goal for next week is to have our guys catch a kickoff and return it to the 30-yard line. And all the reporters, like, nervously laughed. And he said, I am not being funny. It is my goal to catch the ball on the 20 and return it 10 yards. That is my goal for the team next week. And then it takes balls to cut Keyshawn Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Memo to Dan Snyder. John Gruden's got two of them. Why don't you send him a couple million dollars and see if you can buy one of his nuts? Hi, Buzz.
Finally.
Man, I'm passionate about...
You're worked up about
the nuts and vaginas.
I know you are.
The famous for being famous Paris Hilton is finally talking about her infamous sex tape.
Oh, vagina.
Two things clear from watching the tape. She's good at sex, and she loves the camera, but the camera she loves most is in Hollywood. She's quoted as telling a friend, if I look on the bright side, Madonna was just another pop star until the naked pictures broke. That was the turning point in her career. Maybe this will be mine.
She's right.
Maybe, depending on the career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! No! That means it's off to eBay for me tonight.
There you go.
All my Keyshawn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Take it. Take it off my hand. Get out of here.
Go for it.
We got to go. We don't have time to take this call if this is true. Anthony from Sacramento.
Yes.
What is KHTK doing? You got to tell us quickly because we're running out of network time.
Someone's dubbing over Earl Schwarzenegger over you guys.
All right, thanks. Hold on. Who knows? It could be us playing the tape, or it could be them. We'll
right.
get to the bottom of it. God, that's no way to end the show.
I know.
I'm sorry. We'll do better tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Mike.
It's a brand new car.
It's a brand new Jeep.
All right.
Would you like a whiskey sour?
Oh, I was
BM.
My vagina hurt.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.